Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, show number 62, the Madden Voice has returned. It is me, Commish T, EAFL Commish, or just plain old T, you know, let's not get fancy with it. And I am back, we are back. Wasn't sure if we were going to do a show this week. We didn't do one last week, quite honestly, needed a little time off. And then little old me done went and caught a bug and can't seem to shake it, so I'll be muting myself quite a bit tonight. That's if I get to the mute button in time. Got a little cough, so not sure how long we'll be on, but we are definitely, there's a lot going on, surprisingly, more than I would expect. You heard the introduction. The NFL season has begun, and we always like to throw in NFL as it is the whole reason we even have a game called Madden. You know, this isn't like playing Halo or Gears or something. You know, there's actually a real game out there that we model ourselves after, some would say loosely, but nevertheless, it has a direct impact on Madden, because, as you know, the rosters get updated according to what goes on in the NFL, or at least relatively closely. So, you know, it was a big, big opening week, and we're going to talk a little bit about what people thought of the first week of the NFL season. Certainly ended with some very interesting games last night. Two games that most people thought would be blowouts, and neither game turned into a blowout. Both were competitive, you know. But beyond that, there's so much going on out there in the Madden community. There were several tournaments this weekend, and we're hoping to get some of the tournament directors to call in. I always say hoping because you never know. People say they're going to call in, and you know, life gets in the way, and sometimes people can't call in. But we do know that there was a tournament out in Philly on Saturday. There was a tournament out in New York on Sunday. And there's a tournament also out in Virginia on Sunday. I think it was Sunday, LAB's tournament. So we want to hear about those tournaments. There was also a tournament out here in New England, a GameStop tournament. And EAFL was unusually represented deeply at a GameStop tournament. So we're expecting the participants to call in a little bit later to talk about their experience. I guess in all the MLG hype, there were regional tournaments that the EAFL participated in a few weeks ago. And one of those was a tournament out in Ohio done by Paul and Big City, and I guess the EAFL did pretty well. Now, I didn't know how we did because for some reason I think people think that I'm all-knowing, and actually I am, but in order to be all-knowing, someone's got to tell you, and so I never really got the final, and still to this day, actually, not. I know we didn't win, but I know we did pretty well. So I'm actually hoping that a couple of those participants call in and tell us how they did. I know they did well. S-Jack and Casper did well. So if they're available tonight to call in and give us a recap, that would be great. But on the line now, we're actually going to go back to MLG, and we're going to go back to that tournament, the MLG Dallas tournament. And this caller was supposed to call in a couple weeks ago, but it was a lot of people calling in, so he didn't exactly make it to discuss his involvement. But, you know, just to kind of put things in perspective, the EAFL started 4 years, 4.5 years ago, And we started with about 16, 20 guys that just love to play the game, play tournaments, EA boards, and all that good stuff. And I'm happy to say that 4.5 years later, a good number of those guys are still involved with the league. And some have risen to do things like produce the radio show and help run the league. Others have helped run the league and done other things. And others have become legends of the EAFL by maintaining a standard of excellence that few can attest to. And if you've never played in the league, that's not something that's easy to do over multiple gaming versions and over multiple gaming platforms. And yet this gentleman has always managed to. I don't know if he's ever had a losing season in the EAFL. I'm going to ask him that in a second. But he did better than any other EAFL participant in the MLG Dallas tournament. And we're trying to talk him into getting out of Anaheim. Not sure if he's going to make it or not, but he did pretty well. And just as a tournament veteran and also a member of the EAFL, wanted him to talk a little bit about what he saw out in Anaheim. And also, I don't know if he participated this week in any tournaments, but mainly want to just kind of revisit Anaheim. So let me bring on a guy everyone knows as Bama. I still know him as El Hombre, the DC Bama, a.k.a. the legend of the EAFL, 4 Super Bowls, shooting for number 5. Welcome to the show, Bama.
Hey, what's going on, Z? Thanks for that intro, even though I didn't deserve all that intro, but thanks for it.
Hey, man, that's my job, man. You know, a lot of people don't like when I give them big intros. You know, Bobby Storm is routinely saying, don't give me a big intro, but, you know, I got to do what I do. But first, were you involved in any tournaments this weekend at all or not? Did you kind of
Yeah, I went to Biz's tournament, but I didn't show up.
My game
didn't show up at Biz's tournament. So.
Oh, you left your game in Maryland?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I did what you always hate that I do. So, but we'll put it like that.
Oh God, I know exactly what that was. All right, we're gonna leave that one alone. Maybe Biz calls in. Maybe we talk a little bit more about that. But let's go back to Dallas. You know, people are still buzzing about MLG. They're still buzzing about, the QB draw, and they're still buzzing about the production value that they saw and just the hype. And, you know, we had everybody who is somebody was there, and then some names we hadn't seen in a while showed up. And it was just a huge, huge debut for MLG and Madden. And in the middle of all of this, in the middle of everybody playing and getting used to the new Madden challenge, if you will. You had unfortunately didn't have the start you would have wanted to have. Tell everybody how you know what happened in the very in your very first game, MLG Dallas.
My very first game happened to be a disqualification. I had signed up under the name of CeeLos81. And so I guess the guy was calling close, I think, because that's what I heard the second time. But the first time, I never heard my name. And I went to several referees just to figure out if they had called me. And then I went up to the tourney guy, and he said he never called me. I mean, he called me. But and so we got into a little discussion, and I let it be. I was like, forget it. Just put me in the loser's bracket. And from then on, I just had to win my way out.
So here's a guy who's a tournament veteran, tournament professional, and his very first game is a DQ, and more than likely it was a miscommunication, more than likely, I was there, obviously, and I know for a fact that people were signing up under names that they don't go by. And so you were not the only one that didn't hear your name. I actually had to tell a couple people, yo, I think they just called you because like Cornstar was Ollie Quick. So I don't think he was used to being called Ollie Quick. And so, you know, I was like, yo, they just called you. You better go find out. But I didn't hear close or even CeeLos or anything. So it was unfortunate. But, you know, so you got the DQ. So you're already in the loser's bracket. You haven't even picked up the sticks yet. So talk to us about your mindset, you know, big event, and you're already starting off knowing that if you lose one game, it's over.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I was just pissed off. And so I just wanted to get the game, I mean, get my first round game over with. So the first guy I had to play was Newton. And so, I mean, luckily I got a few breaks in that game and I was able to pull it out. And then from then on, I just went on a run. But I fell victim to the QB draw at the end. So,
well, let's talk about, let's see, now you played Newton, you won that game, and everyone who's familiar with the TML board knows who Newton is. And it's the same Newton. And who else did you play?
Some guy named Big Puttin or something.
Big Puttin, yeah.
Yeah, I played him. I played Black Duck, who won an MC like a couple years ago. Who else did I play?
You were on the big screen. You were on center stage
for a game. Yeah, I did. I played Replay. I played Replay and on the center stage. That was, I think, my second round game. So, but yeah, I had to go through a lot of big names to get to the fifth or sixth round to play Adam Morrison.
And on the MLG boards, if you go to not boards, but if you go to MLGPro.com, anybody out there listening, and you look at the photos, there actually is a picture of Bama and Replay playing on the big stage.
Man, they call me right when I'm about to blank. You set me up on that one, see?
Yeah, man. It wasn't the most flattering picture of Bama. It looked like he's getting a little tired, man. If I was Replay, I'd be mad. They do what? You know, you sleeping playing me, man? What's going on? I mean, like, he was about to go to sleep. But anyway.
Replay was cool as a mug, though, man. I give it to him, man. He was real cool the whole day.
Yeah, he is a cool guy. Replay and I had our differences back in the day, but they're completely squashed, and we had a good conversation. SNS represented. He's got a great crew. You know, I mean, I tell you, being completely unbiased as much as I can be, you got to respect what SNS is out there doing. You got to respect what the Alliance is out there doing. And all crews, including our crew, including the EAFL's crew, you know, can look up to those two crews and not just how they perform, but how they're organized, how they're run,
exactly.
You know, how they work
exactly.
Together, you know, and just the teamwork that is done. You know, I think they set the standard at this point. No disrespect to any other crew out there. I just happen to know that a lot of crews have internal issues these days. But those two crews, they're tight right now. And anybody that wants to set up a crew, watch what those guys do. And if your crew's having trouble, look at what those guys are doing. You might get some tips on how to get your crew out of trouble. So then you got to play Adam Morrison.
Yeah, and it was actually a good game. I mean, he jumped out on me 14-0. One with the direct snap and one with the QB draw. And then I was able to come back, made it 14 up, made him fumble late in the fourth, but my guys couldn't pick up the ball. We didn't even get a fight for the fumble. Next play, direct snap, takes it to the house. And then I was just trying to force some passes down the field, couldn't make it, got picked off, and that was the game. So,
wow.
I mean, it is what it is. It wasn't banned, and I mean, he played good. He played good enough to win, so I give him that.
Yeah. And you know, that's a good way. That's a good positive way to look at it. I mean, you always look back and think what could have happened, what might have happened. But you know, Madden, like, you know, like ask Buffalo, you know, ask the Buffalo Bills last night, or you know, ask the Denver or not the Denver Broncos, but who did Denver just beat?
Oh, that Denver game was crazy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes the ball bounces funny, you know, out there. And same thing with Madden. Just sometimes it bounces funny. So what are your plans moving forward now? We're going to leave this weekend alone. You didn't do well. So what are your plans on redeeming yourself? Do you have anything coming up where we can look to see how you do?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break because that was like my third tournament in 3 weeks. And so I'm just going to take a little break. I was in the process of switching playbooks and switching teams. So that's what I know you hate that I do after every tournament. So so I'm just going to fine tune what I'm doing. And I think I might go to Anaheim, but we'll see. If I don't go to Anaheim, I'll definitely be in Orlando.
Well, you know, and just for the record, Orlando is rumored and hasn't been confirmed, so we'll see if that is the third city.
That's been
the rumor out there, and we're all waiting. And me, even internally, haven't been told anything. But of course, if I had been told, I couldn't tell you anyway. But I haven't been told anything, so we'll wait and see. But just to clarify, Bama, as I've known Bama a long time, and I cannot tell you how many times Bama will lab with a team, look good, look strong, and then get to the tournament and say, I think I'm going to use this team, or I think I'm going to use this playbook. It's like, dude, you know, I mean, he's good enough to do that, but damn, you know. So, just as a thing, now, I understand that you recently officially became the head of the upcoming EAFL crew. Is that a true statement? A little birdie told me that.
Yeah, I mean, we was keeping it under wraps, but I guess, I guess you can say that. We're still working on it, but an announcement will be coming soon.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, as the Madden voice, we'll leave that there. But I did have a little birdie told me. I got an inside tip on some things that go on in the EAFL, so, you know, I had to at least put it out there. So stay tuned, world, to see, because it could be some very interesting stuff coming from that crew. So. All right, Bama. Well, listen, I know evenings sometimes can be tough on you to call in. I appreciate you finding the time, giving us a little rundown on your participation in MLG, and we certainly all hope to see you out in Anaheim, and I'll see if you can get even further than you did in Dallas. So we look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, T.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right. The legend himself from the EAFL, the DC Bama. Let's go to a man who needs no introduction and wants no introduction, GTP Commissioner himself, Bobby Storm. Welcome to the show.
What's up, T?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man? Where you been at?
Man, you know, been busy, man. I have the same thing as you. I've been kind of sick. You know, I keep muting this phone as I'm getting this. I have this nasty cough. And I just can't seem to shake it. So every time I gotta keep muting the phone, you guys are gonna hear this really bad cough coming through. But other than that, yeah, I reached out to you yesterday, but we didn't get to connect. But I'm glad you were able to call into the show tonight.
Yeah, I'm struggling, but I'm here. I'm gonna comment a little bit and talk a little bit. Then I'm gonna tune out.
All right, no, that's fine. Well, while we do have you, because I know you're a little under the weather too, so we won't keep you. First thing is, let's clear up some unfinished business. On the last show a couple weeks ago, we had a problem on, and there were questions, and you and I were on the same page because we were at MLG, as many people were, and we heard the same thing from the other MC that came on late that said that Jet and Problem, you won't have to worry about them. They're guaranteed Miami, and so you won't be seeing them in Anaheim. And his exact words were, you won't be seeing them in Anaheim. But when Problem came on, he wasn't sure of that. You know, he had a question on that. He wasn't clear if he was, you know, was he banned or prohibited from going to Anaheim or what was up. So you actually did get some follow-up information on that. You want to share that with everybody?
Yeah, I did confirm that Problem and Jet are allowed to participate in the other cities as well, and they have a shot at the prize money as well. I did confirm that, and that is the case.
All right. So Problem, if you're out there, Jet, if you're out there, or anybody from their respective crew, you know, if they're interested, they are willing to compete at the rest of the tour, the rest of the MLG tour.
What I was told was it's because of the ranking, because they have a different ranking system that we're getting accustomed to, but they're able to compete in the other events as well because it's all about the final ranking at the end. So. I guess
excellent.
As time goes
excellent.
On, we'll get a, you know, we're used to it, and we'll understand how it works up and down, and we'll go from there.
Well, you know, and honestly, I personally think that's good news. You know, I think that's great that they get to compete and almost in some respect defend their position of have it finished, made it to the final championship game, Jet being the current champ, if you will, and Problem being the runner-up. And it's almost like they can go up to the next tournament and Jet say, hey, I'm number one seed. I'm the best, you know, right now. And Problem can, you know, see if he can take them out or someone else can take either one of them out. So I think for Madden, I think that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing. You know, we're going look like we did in Dallas in the second day, even the first day, the second half. You know, the competition kind of showed through, even what MLG had never really seen. You know, that was their first, like, major Madden tournament. They got to see how the competition changed. You could actually see the flow of the tournament. You know, just watching the TVs, you could tell the better guys were still playing the second half of Saturday and well into Sunday. So, and come November, you know, it's going to just continue that. Now the guys had a game over a couple of months, and they're really fine-tuning things. So I'm looking forward to Cali. I'm really looking forward. It's going to be a great event.
I think so. Let me also bring on, so we can hear more about how the entire weekend went, let me bring on NJ Rod as well. King of the Couch had his debut event in a new venue, his debut event in Harlem, New York on Sunday. NJ Rod, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, yeah, always good to be on here, man. Kicking off the NFL season is now active, man. So it's always, you know, with Madden traditionally on the East Coast, this when it really gets popping, man. Like this October, November, December type stuff, man. So yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I tell you, it was, you know, the NFL season. I mean, and it's interesting that it was 80 degrees on Sunday out this way, or pretty close to it, as football kicked off on Sunday. And what a day of football we had between Sunday and Monday. And you know, just you couldn't think of a better, you know, the Cardinals getting upset, and just, you know, all kinds of interesting games all weekend. It was really something. But let's backtrack a bit, and forgive me a bit, because I know nature and scope, but, you know, I've been kind of removed a little bit from the scene this weekend, as Bobby will attest, as we couldn't connect up. Actually, I just talked to A1 earlier today for the first time, so I expect A1 to be calling in as well. Bobby, you had your tournament on Saturday out in Philly. And Rod had his out on Sunday, and this was the partnership, if you will. Here comes A1 as well. And I know Biz had a tournament as well, and hopefully when he comes in we'll hear a little bit. But either one of you guys can go. Talk to me about, you know, the weekend and how things went.
Bobby, you can go first.
All right. Now, we had a good day on Saturday, Commission. We had a great turnout. So I had two consoles. I had like a total of, like, say 46 guys. We had another 20-30 spectators. Pool hall was packed. Great tournament. Came down to the wire. Boy Blue won on one side. Actually, Boy Blue was in the finals of both of them. And Nephew actually won the 360. Boy Blue took on the PS3. But then Squeeze is playing real good ball. He's playing real good ball on both sides. Squeeze actually got to the finals on PS3. And, yeah, he's just playing good. Squeeze playing real good ball. And young fella made it deep in the tournament as well. But a great turnout. We actually tweaked with a couple of different rules. I just wanted to see how things went. The QB rule that we had instilled in it. Actually, I know someone said it was some controversy. Actually, it was on one call, with a Big Show's call. But other than that, the entire day, out of 75 games played, we had one quarterback draw review out of 70 games played that day, which I think is really good, considering we were just trying out a rule. So, again, the wording was put out there, and it pretty much passed the test. Guys look for loopholes. We did see some things that we need to review this week that Show did point out. Him and I talked afterwards. I know there was a question with the actual animation and what it makes the quarterback do in reference to the baller controlling the quarterback. But overall, the tournament went well. Guys had a great time. Of course, it went longer than it should have. But, you know, me and Rod and the other guys, like everyone, are talking about some different ideas we have shortening the tournament up, make it go faster. But other than that, it was a great day, and like I said, the guys had a great time. It was like a mini players bowl in there. It went late, but guys were having a good time. And the guys kept saying they came with the next one, and now we're getting ready for Coach Chris was there from GTP North, and he's going to be having his event in late October. So we're going to be confirming that date soon, so we'll get that out there.
Excellent. And we actually expect Coach Chris to be calling in tonight as well. I believe that he did confirm that he'll be calling in tonight. So we will introduce Coach Chris to anyone who doesn't know him. We'll be introducing him to the community if you don't know him. All right. And Rod, how did Harlem Lanes work out on Sunday?
Harlem Lanes. we didn't get a lot of those guys from Philly were like in the bed, man. So we missed out on a lot of those guys. They had a marathon event down in Philadelphia. That was a good thing. A lot of people out there. So we missed a lot of people, man. But who we did get is one of the guys is Boy Blue, and he was in the finals twice in Philadelphia, and he was in the finals twice in New York, and he won both of those. So he tore through. He tore through the competition. An old time player that's known in the community from way back, Young Guns. He lost to Boy. That was Boy Blue's closest game. He lost to Boy Blue by 3 points, and it went down to the last possession. And the Young Guns did an onside kick and didn't get it back. But he's looking real good, and he's back. And for those that don't know him, before the Madden Nations and all the things that were going on, he was probably the best player in the world. You know what I'm saying? So on the PS2 days. So he had a real great showing. Coach K was out there, Ian York, a lot of locals. The Brotherhood represented real hard. They went deep, got into the finals. As far as the venue itself, it's ripe for the fitting, man. Just outstanding. The atmosphere. Right in the city, so we're looking for some big things there. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, the big story is Boy Blue, took both the events, the 360 and the PS3, and we'll be back in Harlem Lanes in October 17th actually, and we got some real crazy plans for that. We'll be announcing that soon. But overall, man, for the first time, no power went out, stuff like that. When you bring in all those equipment, those are some things you look for. The guys had a great time. The food was fantastic. Bobby came down, did some bowling and stuff. It worked out. It worked out well. So I'm happy for that first event. But we'll move forward on October 17th.
So if we call this kind of a dry run, even though the turnout may not have been quite what you expected, but as a dry run, the venue passed with flying colors.
Incredible, actually above my expectations. I wasn't, I didn't think it was going to be that good, man. But we had one of the advantages. They had flat screens all over the place, so there was every game, was on somewhere in that building. So we got to see all that. Like I said, we did a food voucher thing that I was using at Champs last year. So the guys got some money towards some foods. It was flying colors, man. And we got some. We just went Madden this time, but we're going to go full throttle for the 17th. Madden will be our feature thing, but we're going to bring Gears of War out there, Halo ODST, Puckett was down there from MLG. Puckett was down there, spent a couple hours with us in the beginning, and chopped it up with me, Coach K, Ian York, and a couple guys. So, the MLG type guys, they're from that area, so we can expect to see a lot of those guys from there. So overall, I'm happy for that first dry run, and I'm looking for big things out there.
That's great. That's great. And speaking of, let's bring on Coach Chris. Coach Chris, part of, and let me make sure I got this right. Coach Chris is with GTP North. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Mish.
All right. Well, listen, Coach. Coach Chris, and I got my own coach, Coach K. So we got all these coaches running around. But Coach Chris, welcome to the Madden Voice, and. Your first time on the show, so since it's your first time on the show, let me do it up for you right here. the show.
Oh, I'm honored, man. Now I'm waiting for people to throw the roses at my feet, man. Where they at?
Well, you know, you got to talk to Bobby about that, man. Bobby. Bobby gets all the roses, so I don't know if he's got any left to share, you know.
I missed that. I was only online. What was that?
I gave him the applause, the sizzling bacon applause, and he was asking, he said, okay, do I get roses thrown at my feet too? Let me also bring on, since he's sitting on hold and can certainly have, you know, chime in here, let me bring A1 from Madden, God, I keep wanting to say MPU, Prime Time Gamers, A1, I'm in a town hall meeting. Welcome to the show.
World champion Los Angeles Lakers. Even though my Raiders got screwed yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Raiders didn't get screwed.
Well, at least as the Raiders do what the Raiders always do, at least you can still say world champion Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, whatever.
Coach Chris, tell everybody, you know, who you are, your affiliation with Bobby Storm and GTP, and maybe a little bit about your prior career or involvement in Madden.
First, to come into this community for my very first year and get linked in with Bobby Storm, it's, man, unbelievable. The things he's shown me and the things he's told me and I've seen for myself are unbelievable. I had no idea going into this year how big Madden was going into this. I was just a regular little league football coach, man, and my work schedule screwed me. I can't coach football no more, and I had something else to take up my time. And this is after that event we ran on Saturday, man, that's a lot of time to be putting in. Bobby, I can only imagine what you were doing with just you and Darnell, man. That is rough, setting up it and making sure everybody has a real good time. And that is, as for my involvement with Madden, I was just a regular player just before this, and I still am just a regular player. I think my business skills are probably a lot better than my Madden skills, which is why I was able to get that GTP name out of Bobby, man. that's where I at. My business and my communication skills with everybody, that's my forte. As for my gaming, I'm hoping to maybe at least get a win or two in one of the tournaments whenever I play. That's about it. I'm there for having a good time, get along with everybody, and hopefully get people at my tournaments in the near future.
So explain to us what is, you know, when you know, and this is, yeah, I realize that pretty much GTP is synonymous with Bobby Storm. You think GTP, you think Bobby Storm. So right. Now we see Coach Chris running around, we see GTP. Where do you fit into this? What's your, you know, what's your role? What's your position? What's your, you know, what's your connection here with GTP and Bobby?
Well, with GTP, I mean, you can't really, I guess you can. I mean, from what I've been hearing, a lot of people want to be involved in GTP, and Bobby can't open the doors for everybody. So coming up with
are
GTP,
you not on
North,
here again?
Yeah, we can hear you, Bobby.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Coming up with GTP North allows people who want to get into GTP show their skills and actually make a good run for GTP North for all the up and coming ballers that want to have that GTP name. That's where I come in, and not everyone, of course. I don't open the doors to everybody. You got to show your determination. You got to show your skill, and you got to show that you want to actually be the best. I want to be able to get people on my crew to actually get where GTP's been at, in regards to what three winners in how many years, four in the championship. That's where I want to lie at. And man, if I can get one winner and then gradually go up, it'll be amazing. if you see one of my guys win a tournament, boy, you're not going to stop hearing my mouth, because that's where I want to be at. We get my crew ready for where everybody's at. Also, to everybody that was at Bobby's tournament that was asking for Mr. 610, I actually got word with him that he was actually in a car accident. I talked to his parents. He's actually doing okay now. Yeah, he is actually doing okay. I know people were actually asking about him and him and Shuda, but they were in an accident on the way coming to the tournament. Someone hit him from the side. They ran into the guardrail. 610 is doing better now. He actually has two cracked ribs and a broken nose, and Shuda came out with some bumps and bruises and scratches. But hopefully he gets a speedy recovery.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Now,
I got,
maybe help us.
I think T-Boy's on this line as well. Yeah, because he was on my three-way. He was on the other line.
Is he there now, T-Boy?
And T, can I say?
Yeah, here he is. T?
Yeah.
At least he was.
Who's
there.
Commissioner T, this is A1.
A1, what's up?
I just want to say one more thing. I got one of the local ballers that I've never met on the line, too. So he's actually on the line with me. So whenever you get finished with Bobby, you can get to him.
Okay, all right.
He has some stuff
all right. Okay, good. We'll do that next.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
let me just find out.
T-Boy was on my three-way line, but he clicked on the other line. So
I'm
I don't
still
know if
here.
There. Oh, okay, there he is.
Oh, okay. T-Boy, you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's happening, brother?
Ain't much. How you been, man? So good to hear from you, finally.
Man,
I was trying to call
back
in. I've been having some terrible, terrible phone problems. I'm sure the guys can vouch for me. They know my phone is horrible right now. It's cutting off, and I can't dial on the screen no more, and then I'm lazy. I'm old-fashioned, you know, until it finally really break down, I ain't getting a new one. So it's done to the point where now I have to go get a new one. You know, I try to get every inch out of it, you know, every mile I can.
I recall a few of our conference calls where you were on, you were off, you were on, you were off. So I definitely know your phone's been giving you trouble. But, yeah, brother, come on now. Go ahead and get that phone. You deserve it. You deserve a new phone, brother.
I was cheap, man. I was being cheap, that's all. But it's all good, though. I'm going to get a new one now, and then I'll be able to, you know, communicate a lot better. But it sure is I'm glad to hear from everybody. I'm glad to hear everybody's doing well, everybody who's on the line. You know what I mean? I've been actually playing the game a lot. You know, I've been actually playing Madden a lot this year.
Yeah, I heard Rob been killing you, man.
Yeah, been helping my ass until I finally squeaked one out. You know what I mean? When he decided to go totally lab on me and just said, "Well, all right, I ain't gonna do none of the stuff that I kill him with. I'm just gonna do everything else in the playbook that I never even seen before." And he was just like, "Let's try this." You know what I mean? Let's try that. I mean, because I'm fighting my heart out, man. I'm playing as hard as I can.
Yeah, I heard Rob been buying those ebooks from the Madden Lab, though, so that's probably why you lose them.
His Giants is, yo, Giants ain't bad. His Giants ain't bad. They're cold already by themselves. But then, you know, oh, man. And then, you know, I'm running
that plug
with the light Raiders.
That was a good plug, A-Mon. Good
that
looking
good
out,
plug.
Bro. That was good, man. That was good.
Oh, wow.
But hey, let me take care of a little housekeeping. First of all, that's T-Boy. T-Boy runs a Harrisburg Ballers Club. We're going to get with T-Boy in a moment and find out when his next tournament is. And I'm trying to get to one of T-Boy's tournaments because I got to get some of that down-home good cooking. So we're going to talk to T-Boy
man.
In a second. But let me also remind everybody about our partners and how to call into the show, as we have some of the brightest tournament directors, up-and-coming tournament directors and ballers participating in the show. The number to call in is 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. When you call in, you got to press 1. That lets me know you want to be heard, and we'll get you on the show. You can also catch me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/TheMaddenVoice. And if you want to send me a tweet, you can do that. Or you can also catch me on America Online, and that would be EAFL Commissioner on America Online. You can catch me right there. and mentioned a couple of supporters of the Madden Voice and of the EAFL, certainly the Madden Lab, as you heard just mentioned. If you're trying to step your game up, you should look to get a subscription to the Lab. Everything that you want to learn about this game at some point shows up in the Lab. And if it doesn't show up on the Lab, wait, because it'll be there, whether it's the Lab or whether you're purchasing one of their ebooks. It's all-encompassing, and you will become a better player if you join the Lab. And then what you do is you then join the EAFL and use the things that you just learned out of the Madden Lab, because we allow all styles of play in the EAFL. I also want to mention our good friends over at Operation Sports. You can find them at operationsports.com. They are another good source of information about what's going on with EA Sports and the game of Madden. Operation Sports is more of a sim community. So you really have kind of the best of both worlds. With the Madden Lab, you have more of a tournament taste, the freestyle community. With Operation Sports, you have more of a sim community. But it's not exclusive. You can go to either place and learn a heck of a lot about the game, read a lot of good, interesting articles and content. So make sure you check out the Madden Lab and make sure you check out Operation Sports. And do that now. Don't wait, okay? Y'all lazy. Y'all like to wait, so don't wait. Do that right now. I want to get back to Bobby for a second. Now, Bobby, you've been doing tournaments for a number of years. You've had the GTP crew. You've had a number of Madden Challenge winners and finalists. And so in your position of really having a very established, solid presence, what made you decide to bring in a newcomer, a relative unknown, into the GTP family and do this partnership that you're doing?
You mean as far as Chris is concerned? Concerned?
Yeah.
I mean, I had,
good question.
Yeah, I had a number of ideas as far as with the whole crew thing. I'm glad you asked that question, because a lot of guys try to throw the crew together, and if you sit down and talk to Replay, you talk to Baller Brown, or you talk to Big B, you know, with squeezing them, you'll find out it's a lot that goes to a crew. It's more than just picking four guys and say, all right, we a crew, or traveling to a couple tournaments. It's so many inner things that you guys don't understand or deal with, like far as personalities and egos and just, you know, like we call it family stuff or family quarrels or whatever, and just stuff you got to deal with on top of the winning and everything else. So with GTP getting as big as it was over the years, it was hard to split and hard to accommodate everyone. So what we wanted to do was trying to create another part of GTP and also bring back tournaments in Philly. And that's when I met Chris. So me and Chris sat down and talked about like this attitude, and we worked together throughout the summer and worked on some things and started putting things together, and that's when we came to GTP North. You know, but when we first started talking about, a JV type thing and you know, bringing guys up, you know, when they first want to join, would come through there. But as you see, Chris is, he's recruited some guys and they actually started making some noise already. So it's really kind of hard to call them a JV of anything. You know, I told Chris, you know, they got their own identity. They got their own crew. I mean, we still family, but when it come down to it, if it's their side and our side, it's like we're just going to lock it in. You know, it's nowhere, you know, it's no, you should let us pass or whatever. You're going to play it like it's that last game. So ever since me and Chris been talking, you know, things have been coming together, and he's learning the ropes, and looks like he worked with me and Darnell over the weekend, and he's going to continue to learn. He's going to continue to get better, and, you know, when I'm ready to step away from this thing, you know, he's going to just keep it rolling, keep Philly rolling. You know, that's the whole goal of it, the whole thing.
Excellent. And, you know, to give credit where credit is due, I had my first conversation with Chris actually in the airport on my way to Dallas. We talked about a few things, and I was very impressed. I told you that, Bobby, and I think you picked a good guy to, you know, being in a similar position with the EAFL, I can appreciate how difficult it is to, I mean, you've built a brand, and who do you want to share that brand with? You know,
right.
That brand is synonymous with Bobby Storm, and if you make the wrong choice.
And Commissioner, I mean, people think that it's just everything is so hunky-dory, everything's so great, you know, y'all winning us and the other, and it's so many things that come in winning, and we don't, of course, we don't win all the time, But just like replay it, when will tell you when they started winning last year, when they won the crew versus crew, it's things that come along with that winning. It's egos you got to deal with. It's players, you know, not getting along or not sharing certain things or labbing, and certain guys might want to leave, some guys want to come in, and it's just so much things that guys don't see. All they do is hear about things on the board. But the important thing, if you want to keep a crew together, you try your best to keep your laundry, your dirty laundry, in house. It's like your family. You argue with your brothers, you argue with your sister, but guess what? When you and your family argue, you keep that in house, so your neighbors don't know what's going on. So when you walk out them front steps, y'all still look like a family. You feel what I'm saying? And as long as you keep that in your crew will always survive. And that's why crews like us and Squeeze and other crews have always standing to test the time. Because even though we've gone through trials and tribulations, we still family. That's the bottom line. You know, we've had our quarrels, but guess what? We still work it out some kind of way.
You know, and before I bring up, I have a question about the tournaments this weekend, but I want to also quote something else that you and I talked about, because we were talking about some things with crews and stuff, and you made a statement that I 100% agree with, and I'm gonna paraphrase it, but you can expand on it a little bit. You know, you got a team, you got a crew, and you get people, you know, as you say, there's a lot of internal stuff that goes on, and sometimes you get people that feel that they're bigger than the crew, you know, that their own individual agenda or, you know, their own they want to accomplish comes ahead of the crew. And when you and I talked about that, you know, we both pretty much were looking at each other. I'm about to say the same thing. You said, you know, when that happens, it might be time for that individual or those few individuals to move on. You know, mm-hmm. If you think that your stuff is more important than the team, than the group, then maybe you've outstayed your welcome, and maybe it's time you move on and do your own thing. You know.
I mean, like I said, the whole thing is like a roller coaster ride. You know, when you win, like they said, like Biggie said, you know, more money, more problems. Well, when you win, yep. it's other things to deal with. So, you know, it's a learning process. Even for me, if all these years. So the things we deal with, but overall, like I said, me and Replay talk all the time, because we'll sit there and talk, and we go through the same issues because our crews are, I guess, top of the food chain, so to speak. So, you know, the red dot's on us, so we go through a lot of things that's similar. But when it comes down to it, it's still like the same rules for both of us. You know, certain things you got to get through, some things you got to talk about. But bottom line is the crews have to have each other's back, and that's the bottom line, and that's internal. That's what it comes down to.
Yep, I agree. Now, while we have Rod is still on with us, Bobby is here, A1 is on, and a new member of the family, Coach Chris, is on. I was told, I haven't been on the boards like I would normally be on the boards, but I was told that there is an issue that has resurfaced. It was out there. It went away. QB draw was the issue, but now this issue has resurfaced, and I'm being told that there's a lot of questions now about the halfback direct. Does anybody want to take this one on? And you know, why is this an issue now? There's some things went on this weekend, and now there's questions being asked about the halfback direct.
I think I'm going to let Rod chime in on that one.
Rod?
Yeah. Basically, you know, the halfback direct was something that was brought up after the first tournament in Harrisburg, the first Federation tournament. And, you know, it died down a little bit, and... You know, now there's some other, you know, things coming about concerning that play. And the bottom line is the players have to play. You know what I'm saying? You know, we run the events, this and that, but the players have to play. So there's been a lot of concern about it. And, you know, if there isn't concern, then, you know, you let it go. But when, you know, when people raise their hand, you know, can you look at this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we elected our player rep, you know, for a reason a couple months ago. And one of the things is just to look over gameplay, you know, no matter what it is, you know, wildcat, direct snap, quarterback draw, whatever. So if there are things that are coming out, and it's repetitive, and it's across the country, and there's great concern, you know, the players, the ones that have to get into the grind and deal with it, you know, they review it, and if there's a legit concern, you know, they state their findings, and you know, and we take it from there. So, at this point, you know, there is concern about like the effectiveness of the play. You know, is it, you know, the AI disrupted by Canopy PAX, by EA, blah blah blah. But until then, you know, we still got some events coming up. So at this point, you know, it's pretty much it's out of our hands as directors, and the players are going to be reviewing it, which is K-Star, Drama, Coach K, and Big Game James. So they got some business to take care of with that. There's some pros, there's some cons, and you know, so we'll see what happens. So, you know, this
now,
is about
now, you know, the logical question is going to be, why would it be out of your hands or any? Why would it be in the hands of the players when the tournament directors run the tournaments? And then the part two was, we recently announced the QB draw banning that was not handled by these mentioned players. So, you know, the logical question is who's really in charge here? You know, who's really running the show? Is it the tournament directors as a unit? I've got four or five of you on the line now. T-Boy's here. I didn't mention him earlier, but T-Boy's here with the rest of you. Is it the player reps? Is it a combination of both? I think people want to know who's actually going to make these decisions or who actually is going to be involved in these decisions.
Well, this is A1. The player reps are representing the people that play in the tournaments. Right now in California, I'm gonna allow the halfback direct, but not the motion with it. The motion is the problem that I'm hearing. So this is kind of like a guinea pig event, like somebody said on the site that I'm gonna have in the tournament this weekend. If it's still an over effective play, then I'm just gonna ban it completely. As far like I can't wait for that decision. What we're usually doing as the Madden Federation, we have the player reps come up with something or make a ruling, and then we all go with that. But unfortunately, I can't do that because I have a tournament this weekend. But they are having a conference call tonight, probably while we're on the phone right now, and they're getting all that stuff squared away.
And another factor is as far as the QB thing, I think that was real big out in you know, with Dallas. Am I correct with that?
Yeah. You
yes.
Heard about the QB thing.
Yes. No. Oh.
Yes.
So what happened is as a whole, one of the differences is that wasn't. Like the average dude, when I say the average dude, like as far as tournament play, like that didn't have that type of exposure. So with the incident in Dallas, and with MLG and everything, that was handled a little bit differently because of the fact that it wasn't even into the community yet. If you really want to say it, with this weekend's occurrence, we had four tournaments basically in a 24-hour span. And I think the winning percentages of you know, the quarterback draw was like, you know, I guess 90, it's got to be 95%, something like that.
Halfback.
So yeah, halfback. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, with the halfback direct. So that's just some stuff that the players brought up, and it was sort of gleaming. So you know, we took it to the players that are playing with.
I will say the same thing I said when I was in Vegas, and forgive me for being the fly in the ointment. But I will be. there needs to be a better process than just unilaterally deciding at a whim that someone's going to make a decision about something that has a major impact on all our tournaments. And I just don't think that the way this is happening, and I mentioned this in Vegas when I was in Vegas and I came back and I did the show, said I wasn't around, so okay, it is what it is, but now it's happening again. And I think that we are just this there has to be a better process than what is being discussed now. And if anybody out there wants to chime in on that out there listening, 347-838-9525, but there has to be a better process than what we're doing. Who's saying this?
Oh, I mean,
who's saying
on?
I do?
No. You're not on yet, man. You got to hold on 1 second.
That's A1's boy. Yeah, we'll get to you. But I just think that there has to be a better sense of who's really in running what, and this doesn't feel like it's.
I get the context. We have the Madden Federation. I'm a member. I understand. We have the players reps. The Madden Federation does some things. The players reps does some things. But it's confusing, and I'm in the middle of it, when we have one thing that's a rule and it's handled by the Madden Federation, and then the very next thing is a rule, and now it's handled by the players' reps. There has to be a better sense of consistency.
I agree with you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. I agree with you 100%.
No.
How it looks to me is that the player reps get information from the players, and then it's the information is brought to the directors, and then we make the decisions. The player reps are not – well, we'll talk about it later, but as far as I'm concerned right now, the player reps are just getting feedback from the community and bringing it to us so we don't have to deal with them. I'll even put it to you like this. I'm real disappointed in all the player reps because they when these topics come up, they're not talking about anything. You know, we don't really I'll just say they're not doing their job right now. I'm not going to even bash them or anything, but I do think we all need to get together and talk to them again because I'm not happy with any of them. And I'll be real honest with you, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do what's best for my locals at my tournament. And until I feel they start doing a better job, I mean, that's just my opinion about it.
I apologize. I just saw Bobby call back in from a different number, so let me bring Bobby back on the phone. I apologize, Bobby. You are live with us on the Madden Boys 85. I'm sorry?
We're back on.
Is this Bobby and T-Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're both on.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I had you guys muted. I didn't realize that you, Bobby, called back in from a different number. So do you guys have any comments on the halfback direct discussion we're having?
No, we're just going to listen, and we want to get everybody the community's feedback. And maybe T-Boy can go ahead and comment.
Really, what I think is that, the play is stoppable. It's just it just catches you off guard. You just sometimes when you see somebody use it, you got to kind of look. You got to start looking for it, you know. But I mean, I think it's the play is stoppable. So I if you ban that, then you may as well ban the whole Wildcat. So you know, if we don't plan on taking Wildcat out of the playbook at all, then we should leave it in there.
Defense. I hear you, and from a gamer's perspective, I don't want anything banned. I don't want the quarterback sneak ban. You know what? Man up and play. But that's how I feel about just playing from a player side. But as a tournament director, I care about the local baller. And to have somebody get killed with that over-effective play is a problem because what's going to happen is those guys are not going to come back. And you got to remember, man, you know, all the problems, the dynasties or the boy blues, those are not the guys that make our events. And, you know, we talked about this a million times. It's those local ballers that nobody knows about. So I hear what you're saying from a gamer's perspective, but as a business, no. You just can't have those over-effective plays that are just going to kill your business because the local ballers, they just don't have the same information and they don't play how we play. But, I mean that's just
awesome. You know, and I think that something that you and I talked a little bit about A1 earlier is how do we do both? You know, I think that each tournament director has a right to run their business, but we have worked hard to try to have some commonality, try to have some, you know, some standards called the Madden Federation. And at the same token, we'd like to be as closely, this is my opinion, and I know some agree that it's a good business model to be as closely aligned with MLG as possible. I think that's just smart business. And so how do we do all that but still allow the local tournament directors the autonomy and decision-making ability to run their tournaments but still keep the integrity of the Madden Federation and still keep these business relationships alive that could be very good for us down the road? And I think those are questions that have more questions than answers. Let me bring on Coach K real quick. Coach K is one of the player reps and heard player reps being mentioned. So, and in all fairness, Coach K is a member of the EAFL and also helps produce the Madden Voice. So just the full disclosure there. But he's also an elected player rep. Coach K, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, T?
What's going on? Just to recap, we've got now Coach K, NJ Rod, Bobby Storm, T-Boy, A1, Coach Chris, and A1 has a new potential tournament participant on the line. We're going to get to him in a minute. Appreciate his patience as well. But Coach K, N.J. Rod had brought up the player reps being involved in some facet of this whole half-pack direct discussion. Have you heard anything, or have you been in contact with your fellow reps, and is there a mandate on what you guys are trying to do as far as, I don't know, gather information, or is anything going on with this?
Well, I know that I know there was a post on TML that was posted by Rod, just saying that that the player reps would have to vote on whether to have the halfback direct band, and I guess the halfback direct band, and also to address the Wildcat.
Okay, have you guys got together to discuss any of this at all at this time?
Well, I know that we're discussing it we are discussing it right now in our forums. So we're in the process of doing that right now.
Okay, all right. And are you under the impression, and I want everybody to know this is not pre-scripted. This is completely like, I didn't know this was heading down this road, but I'm very curious to know what's going on because it affects all of us. Are you under the impression that you guys are making a decision, making a recommendation, getting feedback from the community, talking amongst yourselves? I mean, what specifically is it that you guys are under the impression that you're being asked to do in reference to the halfback direct, and I guess also you mentioned the Wildcat?
Well, I mean, judging by, the post that was put on TML, it looks like that we're making a decision. I mean, that's how it looks.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know, this certainly isn't the place for us to make business decisions, but I would say that there's some conversations there that need to happen between the Madden Federation and the player reps and some clarity, because this is clearly going to be an issue, just as the QB draw was an issue. It looks like we've taken a good step towards solving that issue with some dry runs this weekend, and Bobby said that 70-plus games played and only one issue, so it looks like we're getting beyond that, and so now this is the next step in trying to just have clarity on what's allowed and what's not going to be allowed. And so it looks like there's some more conversations that need to take place between the Federation and the player reps before getting back to the community. That's kind of what it's sounding like to me. Would anybody on this line disagree with that?
Yeah, I think the player reps are going to get the feedback from the community. They're going to get inside and talk to them guys on the phone and through IMs and, you know, however they communicate, you know, online. Everything, and then what happens is they gonna get a summary, get with everybody's feedback, and then bring it back to us, and then we all make a decision. That's what I'm under the impression.
Okay, all right. So, Coach K, you're hearing it on the show here. You've heard all of us, which, you know, you got about 2/3 of the Federation right here on the line. And guys that are out there in the community listening, whether you're listening live or whether you catch the archive, and dare I say most of the active community at some point is going to hear this show, you want to connect with Coach K, you want to connect with Drama, you want to connect with K-Star, and you want to give them feedback. However you want to connect with them, whether it's through TML, whether it's through another form or through Facebook or through Twitter, or if you have their email or whatever, connect with them and give them your feedback on this play, on the halfback direct. I mean, you know, A1's mentioning motion might be the issue, or Wildcat. Whatever your feedback is, it's important that your voice is heard, and there is a vehicle for your voice to be heard. And just as we always say, got to vote. This is your chance to speak up on what you think, how you think it should be handled.
It's two sides of this, Commission, and that's from what I've seen. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm driving. So, I mean, it's two sides of this. It's like, okay, guys want stuff banned, and it's like, okay, well, we're going to ban it. It's like, okay, now what are we banning it for? As different issues come up. Some guys have valid reasons. Some guys want to be banned because they go on with what the guys on the message boards are saying, what guys are saying. And it's like, when guys have valid points, then it's like, okay, we understand why we banned and stuff. But the flip side of this is, we've been doing this mad thing for how many years, and how many years have things come up in September that's not a problem in January, or things come up in September or October that's not a problem 2-3 months down the line because people have laughed. You know what I'm saying? I talked to a group of guys that, like, you can't stop it. But then when you go to over to Ohio or to Cali, they shut it down. They're like, well, you're not running it against Boyce Lou or how he's running it. And I'm not talking about the HB Direct. I'm just saying how things come up in general. You know, because, like, everybody has a different opinion. But it's like, at what point do you say it can't be stopped or it should be banned? It's like, okay, the argument goes back and forth. And it's like, okay, well, this guy stops, this guy slows it down. But at what point do we say we should ban this, we should ban that? It's like, where do you draw the line of what you should ban and what you should not? At the end of the day, it's not even a game no more. It's not even fun no more. I mean, bottom line is, when we all play Madden in different years. Some of us are older than others or whatever. But Madden is Madden. When you walk in a barbershop, you don't sit there and tell dude, well, you can't run this, you can't run that. Y'all sit down. No, I mean, I'm being real. You sit down and y'all rock. You say, well, I play Madden. You can't play Madden. All right, let's sit down and rock. We rocking for whatever. You don't sit there and say, well, you can't use this when you're running down the sideline. You don't do that. We've never rocked like that. And as times come on, as this new generation come in, all of a sudden the rules are coming. We should ban this, we should ban that. And I'm not saying nothing directed towards the younger guys. I'm just saying it just seems like more rules are being added to stuff because guys don't feel like laughing stuff. And I have guys come to me and say, certain stuff should be banned because I don't feel like defending it. To me, that's a BS excuse. Now, you say it's messing with the AI or this, that, the other, sir, or something like really drastic, then I understand that. But it's like some stuff, the reasons that they given is I don't feel like D'ing it up because I don't feel like figuring out how to stop it. That's a lame excuse.
I agree.
Should be something better than that.
I agree. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, and just to piggyback you, my league was built off of a tiredness of all of this issue on what's allowed and what's not allowed, and we've always tried to err on less is more and just boot up, you know, turn on your system and play. And I agree. Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. I think what we have now, to kind of take a little bit of the other side is,
I mean, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to keep it, like A1 say, I'm going to keep it 100 on you.
Dude.
I seen young fella running this Wildcat, right? And nobody was really stopping it. But everybody knows Squeeze in the community. And Squeeze is balling his ass off, right? Squeeze shut that shit there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, excuse my French. But Squeeze really got up in it because Squeeze know how to laugh. He know how to break a lot of stuff down. And he don't just say, well, I'm not going to. Squeeze not one of them dudes like, be like, well, get rid of it. I'm going to figure out how to stop it. And he told everybody, y'all got to use your head. Instead of just saying, well, I can't stop it, ban it, y'all got to use your head. And Squeeze broke it down and stopped it, shut it down. He did something nobody else all day could do. So it's like, why are we banning it? You know what I'm saying? And you understand what I'm saying? Because anybody else couldn't figure it out?
Now, here's the thing. And I mean, and two things come to mind. One is, you know, the game today, because we're on bigger, better, faster systems, there's also more of a chance that there's going to be bugs and glitches and deficiencies and AI issues because we're running these 360s and PS3s, and these things are as powerful as a lot of people's home computers. So this isn't like the old days of running on Sega, and, you know, these things were not much more powerful than your calculator. These systems we got now are serious. But with that said, I'm under the understanding, and you guys ran these tournaments, and no disrespect to Blue's a great player, no doubt about it. He's a great player. He's one of the top Madden players in the country. So Blue, if you hear this, I'm just stating what I was told. This is not a knock on you at all, but I was told that Blue ran Halfback Direct pretty much all weekend, and that's what won him out in Philly and out in New York. So
but
I mean,
you know,
if that's,
you know,
the case.
But you know what? You know what, T? But you know the flip side of that? And I agree with that. He did run it in a hole. He got me the first time, you guys, like me and James talked about it, and other guys, he did run in a hole. But let me ask guys questions this. What happened when Blue was on defense? How come did he use halfback direct on defense? I also heard Blue's defense is phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? You know, people don't talk about that. They thought, well, okay, he did this. But, I mean, football is two sides of the coin, defense and offense. So it's like, okay, well, there's other stuff that's going on with that. So it's like, you can't just point to one thing. And I understand that's on the table to be banned and all that other kind of stuff. But it's just, you got to look at the overall picture when you're discussing things.
Doesn't it raise, Bobby, and you know me, I'm going to keep it 100 no matter what. but doesn't it raise the question, though, when someone can win three tournaments in a weekend and they are running a play regardless of what happens when they're on defense? Doesn't that raise the question that maybe there's a problem? I mean, doesn't that at least raise the discussion?
And again, the thing about it, guys that tell me I'm this and I'm side and this, that guys know me for years. I'm shooting straight from the hip, whether they with my crew or not. And I'm just, again, we not arguing, we debating. But how come when Dynasty was winning, there was no raise brow? How come when Problem was dominating the West Coast, there was no problem? You know what I'm saying? It's things we all find in this game. And again, I'm not saying halfback direct should be banned or not banned. So don't take it this way. My point is, it's things we all find in this game. We laugh all night to find things that you're not going to find, or he's not going to find, or the next man. If I run a pitch, and I'm running a pitch to the right in football, guess what? If you can't stop it, I'm a fool not to run a right pitch to the right side. I mean, I understand a play is abused, and I agree with that. But see, that's not what I'm talking about here. But what I'm saying is, where do we draw the line of what we ban and what don't ban? I guess that's going to be the question, because it's like, it's still September. I can, you know what I do, every man when he comes out, forget last gen. Let's start, like you said, let's start next gen, new console. When we find stuff in September, October, a lot of that stuff is locked up a month, 2 months later, because guys have really gotten in the lab and tried to find a way to stop it. But see, a lot of these guys are coming to me or you or MLG or whatever, because you know why? Because their game is built around a certain thing, and they don't feel like have taken the time to stop it. I've seen Squeeze shut a formation down that nobody else could, because he figured out a way to stop it. Again, I'm not saying I feel one way or another towards something, but some of this stuff that they're asking the band is like, take the time to lab it. Some of these guys don't even want to take the time to lab it.
No, let me be clear. I agree with you philosophically that there's no reason to ban a play because a guy doesn't want to lab and doesn't want to work on trying to stop it. We saw firsthand in Dallas when the Alliance was running the QB draw. We saw all the other crews get on the open PS3s and start labbing right away to try to come up with a way to stop it. We saw Jet Steel actually be successful in stopping it. So there are guys that will take on the challenge and say, okay, if that's what you're going to bring, I'm going to find a way to stop it. I agree that that's the way the game should be played. I just think that we have to find – there has to be a way to understand, you know, is this an issue where the reason people are complaining is because they're being lazy, or is it a legitimate issue? And if I hear, as an objective person at this point, that one guy through one weekend wins three tournaments and runs this play all weekend, then I got to say, okay, there's something we got to look at. Maybe it doesn't get banned at the end of the day.
When a play is ran that much, of course it's going to be a red dot and it's going to get a lot of attention. That's not what I'm talking about. Like I said, I'm not emphasizing on what Blue did this weekend with the halfback direct. I'm saying the overall picture, we all know, and let's be real, we all know in this game, there are things that we find in this game that we want to have the edge on the next man. And whether it tricks the AI for a second or 3 seconds from a nano blitz to whatever, to the man went to the other side for a half a second to look that way. You understand what I'm saying? It's like we all find little stuff. It's like, where do we draw the line? When we just going to rock and say, look, we playing mad and we rocking. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the truth be told, it wasn't banned in Dallas, but we didn't see it win Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We didn't see the draw win Dallas, because when the better guys got on the system, guess what they did? They found a way to stop it. Bottom line.
Right.
Bottom line. Right. Truth be told, better line. They didn't cry. They didn't say, that should be banned before I play them. They say, you know what? I'm going to rock and we're going to stop this thing.
And Bobby, I think they tried, but there were a couple of guys that asked me, a couple of noteworthy guys. I'm not going to blow up their spot, but they asked me as a ref, yeah, is MLG going to look at this play? I mean, really? So they weren't crying, but they did bring it up, you know, just in all fairness. Go ahead, A1.
I'm just saying, it's a difference in crying and inquiring about it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the way you do things.
But you made a good point. You said the better guys are going to stop it. But the bad part about that is that the better guys don't make up the community. It's the guys that don't deal with all that stuff, man. So that's my reasoning for not having
it. No, and I perfectly agree with your reason. I perfectly agree. When the locals are going to get scared of it, you're going to scare them away, and the attendance is going to be down because the locals can't deal with all those issues. It's just like I'm not trying to make a point of saying I agree with this or another. I'm just saying, where do we draw the lines then? What we allow and we don't allow? Because the debate can go on for years. You know, that's the point. That's the line. I just don't know where we are. That's what I'm saying.
Right, I agree with that though.
I hear you, T-Boy. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just want to make sure we got you. Did you have anything to add to this halfback direct? I just want to emphasize one thing. What everyone out there is hearing is how business should be conducted. You're getting an inside preview of a lot of the conversations that go on offline between tournament directors, Madden Federation, partners, collaborators. There's no yelling, there's no name calling, there's no disrespect going on. It's just a bunch of professionals. You know, Bobby and I talk fairly regularly, although we haven't talked in a little while, but normally we talk fairly regularly. A1 and I, Rod and I, T-Boy and I, you know, we all have our where we talk. And I want everybody to learn from this that you can disagree and not be disagreeable. This isn't about the loudest voice wins. This is just about a lot of smart people on this line. A lot of everybody has opinions and everybody has a position. And hey, there's nothing wrong with hearing a counterpoint or a devil's advocate or the other side of the fence. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, you become smarter if you're able to hear the other side and really entertain it and listen to it. It just makes you that much smarter. You know, if you're going to debate someone or argue with someone or whatever, you need to know their argument better than you know your own argument if you plan to win. And how do you do that? By listening and learning from people. So I just hope that this is kind of a young community out there and a sensitive community. People like to argue, and you say something someone doesn't like, and they start talking about you. And I hope they heard the last 10 minutes of conversation where you heard grown men have a professional discussion, not necessarily agree, but we all aired what we thought, and we move on. You know, we move on. You know, I still love Bobby. I still love A1. I still, you know, I'm still friends with everybody, but we may not necessarily agree, and it's okay. It's quite all right. But I'm sorry, T-Boy. Did you have anything to add?
Well, I understand. I understand how everybody feel about it. I'm understanding how everybody's other, you know, everybody's view. But I mean, from A1's point of view, he's saying about how, you know, guys who don't know how to play, you start running that on them, they don't want to come out. You're right. I'm a witness, too, that there's a lot of guys who play Madden online who can't play. You know, there's a lot of them who can't play that just like to play the game, like, you know, but if they come out to these tournaments, they know that they're up against some stiff competition, you know, and the halfback direct snap, I think it's just another play that can be stopped. If you see somebody doing it, then you know that you got to key up, you got to key and look for that. You know, I mean, anyone who stumbles across it in their playbook may just try it. You know, I mean, it's part of the wildcat thing. So if you ban the halfback direct snap, you may as well ban the whole entire wildcat formation and the whole thing with it, because it's just another part of the wildcat.
Gotcha. Okay. EAFL, I see you on hold. Hang in there for a little bit. We will get to you to talk about the GameStop tournament. Let's change gears just a little bit. I think this is a nice segue into A1's guest. A1, you want to talk a little bit about your guest?
Madden King, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I advertise all throughout the city, and this gentleman called me today. You know, sound real intelligent. So I asked him, did he want to come on the show and, you know, talk about his Madden experiences and all that stuff. I told him you shoot some questions at him about some stuff. So he agreed to come on the show and talk to you guys. He'll be at the event this weekend. And he calls his name's Doug. He calls himself the Madden King.
Yeah, it's my name, Doug Higgins. I call myself the Madden King. You know, I've been playing Madden since Madden started getting better in like 2003, 2002. Way back then, and I've been always competing with my friends. I represent Inglewood, California. You know, so.
Okay. All right. You know, now, when you go to the tournament, I don't know. Who's beeping?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Anybody beeping? I'm gonna start muting people if you're beeping. So you have not yet attended a tournament, but you've listened to a lot of our discussions. As a layman, as someone who hasn't yet been out to a tournament, what do you think about some of the things you're hearing?
I appreciate you guys having me on first and foremost, and you guys bringing me into, I guess, the man world, because I've always been wondering where were the gamers at, because I've been playing Madden.
You found them.
Yeah. I've been playing Madden for a while. I've seen the Madden on the Madden tournaments on TV and stuff like that, and I always used to see the signs, the Madden tournament signs coming up, and I always miss them. Like, I see them too late, or it's always something that comes up where I can't make it out to a tournament. But, you know, I'm a real good Madden gamer. I've been playing for a while, so.
Okay. So you plan to attend your first tournament. Currently, you play Madden now. Do you play? Tell me what you do now with the game. You play your friends, you said. Do you play online at all?
I haven't been able to get online. I don't know how to hook it up, actually. I'm having problems hooking it up. I've been trying to get online, but I play my friends around. If anybody says, you know, I ask around my friends who you think is the best at Madden, you know, I'm a Madden King. You want to play? I put up money or whatever. However it goes, you know, I play for money, usually.
Okay. Now, what are your expectations when you step into your first tournament? I know A1's got a tournament coming up. You plan to participate in his tournament?
Yes, that's this weekend, the 19th.
Okay. What are your expectations?
My expectations, I don't know how good everybody else's game is, but I'm always shooting to be top ranked, at least in the final game.
Okay. Let's try something. And A1 talked a little bit about this earlier today, and I think it's a good idea. If you're willing, let's make you let's do like a mini I like A1's idea, like a mini radio reality show. Okay. And let's make you're a new gamer, new for us, new for the tournament scene. Maybe you've played the game 6-7 years, and that's great. But as far as a tournament player, you're new. So we're going to call you a new gamer. No disrespect to your previous Madden experience, but you haven't done the tournament scene yet. So now you're a new gamer. You're stepping into a brand new scene. What we'd like you to do, and hopefully, and do this through A1, because A1's very tied into the Madden voice. So I think it'd be good if you coordinated it through A1. Let's have you come on to the next show as well. Should be one next week, but we'll decide that by the end of this week. If not, it'll be the following week. We never go more than 2 weeks without a show. But let's have you come back on. And I want you to make this commitment on the show, though, that you're going to do this. Because if you go there and you're one and done and then you don't come back, it's not going to look good. So I'm willing to have you come back, whether you're one and done or whether you go and win it all or whether there's something in the middle. But we would like to get, and I'm pretty sure that, we have some of the brightest tournament minds, Rod Stallone with us, Bobby Storm, Coach Chris, T-Boy, online now. I think we'd all be interested to know what you walked away from, from your first experience, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it, and how you can compare the level of competition that you see in that tournament versus what you see back home when you play in your neighborhood with your friends and your buddies and partners. And the only thing that I ask is that you come back and that you're 100% honest. That you don't sugarcoat it. Be blunt and straightforward and direct. You willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm willing to make that commitment.
Okay. A1, what you think? We talked a little bit about this earlier. I think it's a great idea. What do you think?
I'm gonna do even one better. I'm gonna record him when he gets there.
Uh
oh.
Okay.
I'm gonna get all the expressions and everything. Because right. I'm pretty sure all the tournament directors here, everybody say, I'm the best in the country. I'm the best in my city.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of them people get to the tournament, they be like, and choke.
I like the pressure. I'm actually, when I play Madden, I'm more of a defensive player. Like, my offense is pretty good, but I rely on defense. Like, I get, like, 3 or 4 picks a game on average when I play against everybody else. So.
Now, what do you play? What kind of game, when you play, what are the settings that you play on with your friends?
All Madden.
All Madden?
Yeah, we play all Madden on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
We play it out here on the East Coast, too, baby. You ain't saying nothing.
yeah.
And how many minute quarters?
5 minute quarters.
5 minute quarters,
I heard
okay.
The tournament style is 3 minute quarters. I heard that earlier. It's getting the rules down and stuff like that.
Right. And do you have a particular team that you kind of favor that you like, or?
Right now in 2010, well, because I don't have the updated rosters. I don't know if you guys use updated rosters during the tournament.
Oh, my God.
They are updated.
Wow. We use up to the minute. Up to the minute rosters.
Okay, well, I like
the date. Up to the minute, my man. Up to the minute.
Hey, for Bobby's tournament, man, I was up to 5 a.m., man, updating those rosters on his PS3.
Yeah.
Did
okay,
you see that shark fin in the
I
water?
I play on PS3. I play on PS3. I use
hey, man, don't worry. This is just hazing that new guys get, man.
Yeah, that's fine. My game is all going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Oh, sorry, guys. I had a coughing fit because I heard Bobby say something about sharks in the water.
I like the Giants and the Vikings. So.
Oh, God. Bobby's a clown, man.
Yeah, that is terrible, Bobby.
Hey, man, the Vikings got nice D. Vikings got nice D. He said he liked the Vikings. They got nice D.
I've sat out at challenges and watched guys stand in lines with thousands of dudes in lines, had his shirts airbrushed with Michael Vick and Brett Favre and Ray Lewis and say, I'm the best in this and best in that. And them dudes ain't even make it to the final 32. So, I mean, no disrespect to my man. It's just that, like he said, we as tour promoters have seen it day in, day out. And me, I've been giving tournaments for 8 years. And I have never, now listen to me, I have never met a baller that came to me and said, I'm winning your tournament, and then won the tournament at the end.
Okay.
Tell him you're going to be the first.
Yeah, I'll be the first.
But, you know, let me say this in all fairness. What I think can be learned from this, and this is something I'm very interested in because I think one of the things we're trying to do with all of the tournaments, I'm big into marketing. I'm probably a businessman first and a Madden guy second, but it's a very close second, I might say, because I love the game and I love the community. But what I'm interested in is how do we go out and get more Dougs, the Madden Kings? You know, you're the guys I want in my league. You're the guys we need getting out to A1's tournament, out to T-Boys, to Bobby's, to Rod's, to Coach Chris's, to Biz's, Thurman, and anybody else out there. If I missed you, I apologize. This running tournaments. How do we get you out there? You made a very telling statement earlier that I think went over a lot of people that was listening's head. You said, where are the gamers at? You said, I see the flyers for the tournament, but where are these guys? I see the show on TV and this and that, but it seems to me that, thank God, A1 and you connected, because now we're opening you up to the entire Madden community, but you've been looking for this. And how many other guys are out there looking for this that want to be a part of this, but for whatever reason, they're not getting that message. They're not getting the web address. They're not getting the show. They don't know about the Madden Voice. They don't know about KOTC, TTP, Primetime Gamers, LAB Productions. They don't know. And for me, that's what we need to solve. There are millions of Madden players out there in this country, millions. And I'm sure that there are thousands, just like the Madden King we have here, Doug, that want to come out, but just they're not getting the message. And so this case study here could be revolutionary for the community. We figure out how to get more. You guys go ahead and laugh, but let me tell you something. When your tournament
is case study, we've done this case study before.
But not this case study on how to get this, how to reach this guy. We got him. How do we get the rest of them? Not whether how well he's going to do at the tournament. That's another. I'm not going there. Okay, I'm not going there. I'm only talking about how we get more people like him at the tournament. That's to me what we're looking at here.
Well, okay, but I got a second part of that question. I got a second part of the question. This ain't come from me. This come from Hustle, because he's always chimed in on this exactly what you say. Once we get these guys at the tournament, the second part of the question is, how do we keep them there? Because after regardless of how he does, hopefully he does well. Hopefully he wins the tournament. Hopefully, I would love them to win a tournament or do well. But after he gets accustomed to how our core community plays, how do we keep these guys at the tournament? Because to me, it's like you playing rough touch in the street. Once it's time to put the real helmet on and the pads on, you're going to separate the men from the boys. So, you understand? And that's where he wants to take his game to the next level. And him finding A1 is a great thing. So my thing is, I hope you do well, brother, and I hope that we hear you next week. And my question is, how do we keep guys there? Because that's always been our problem over here in the East Coast. We scare a lot of guys. Even with A1, we scare a lot of guys away.
Well, I think that's the question we can ask him next show, is what's it going to take to get him back? I mean, I don't know that he can answer that now because
I'm just saying that's the second part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. I'm 100% with you on that. But I can tell you that, having a guy like this coming on the show with all of this support is certainly a nice beginning to see that there's more
thing
to this community. You know,
that's a great thing. I even go one better. Your name is Madden King.
Yeah.
I tell you what. You get to the final four of A1's tournament. I will leave you a spot wide open, free of charge, the Players Bowl in April. All right.
All you
gotta do is get to the final four.
Okay.
That's not even a tournament on the East Coast.
Now you see, I'm working on my game. I'm working on my game right now. I'm sitting here playing Madden right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying?
It's about
20
minutes. 20 minutes
out of dudes
doing that.
But
we got you. Just give us a report.
Dude, we all sitting on the phone with the stick.
I'm trying to be there.
We all got a stick in our hand right now on the phone.
Oh, man, y'all doing my boy wrong, man.
Hey, you know what, though? Doug, I mean, part of me wants to tell these guys to back off. The other part of me realizes that this is...
No, let
me finish my thing.
I like the competition.
This is nothing. But you know what it is? Honestly, these guys just having fun with you. It's all in fun. But this is nothing. Nothing. This isn't even close to what you could experience standing next to a guy who's serious about this game. So that's why I'm rolling with it, because it is going to be interesting to see how you fare and what happens, good, bad, or indifferent, and to get your feedback for the next show. And as Bobby says, now that you've done it, now that you've played, what is it going to get for you to come back to the next event? Well, what are you looking for to come back? That's going to be the question we're going to be asking you the next time you come on this show.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? If I get spanked in the tournament, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be there like, oh, the tournament was weak, or it was, no bother. You know, if I get spanked, I'm going to say it. I'm a man that to say it, But, it's crazy because, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, are you going to go there by the name of the Madden King?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, guys, that was just going to say.
No.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you ought to fly him out to the gauntlet. You ought to fly him out to the gauntlet with your video camera and get him a little piece of this East Coast flavor.
Don't worry, East Coast. Believe me, A1 getting the West Coast crew together.
Yeah,
like I told Bobby, we 10 strong right now. We can't scroll, but it's going to be 20 by the time Players Bowl come around and any other East Coast tournament. Just to let y'all know.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Are there any other questions? I mean, y'all got some more questions for me? Or...
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Hey, T, we did a thing in Renaissance, Philly one time, right? And it was about 25, 30 guys in there. It's about a year or two ago. And I'm walking in there to secure some sponsorship for a tournament to the Renaissance Center. These guys is playing and everything. So I've been talking shit to the, I've been talking stuff to the dude. He's like, you're going to play, man, because I don't really play like I used to. But I get down on the stick still. So when I started, I said, we're going to play. So they finally caught me, and it's like 20 of them dudes. And I started setting audibles. They like, what's that? They're like, what's that? What you doing? These dudes, it was at least 30 dudes. And I'm setting audibles, and they was like, what you doing this? You cheating. I'm like, oh, my God. They had no clue what audibles were. No clue what audible was.
Oh, wow.
That's scary, man.
Hey, you know what? This is a good segue, man. I hope you guys all stay on because I want to bring on, since we're talking tournaments, I do want to, and particularly I want the Mad King to stay on. I'm going to bring on a couple of guys from the EAFL that actually participated in a GameStop tournament this weekend. Let me see who I got on here. I got to check the phone numbers. I believe this is T. Davis. We got you on, 781.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
What's going on? And I'm not sure who this is, but I'm going to bring him on. I don't see his number on the list. Let me see who this is. 401 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What up, dude? It's Daft Killer.
Okay, good. We got Daft Killer. All right. And I thought S. Gibbs was on. Maybe I lost him. So, Gibbs, if you're out there, come on back in. Guys, let's not bore people with too many of unnecessary details, but let's give everybody enough. The main thing I want to do here, first of all, I want to recognize guys in the EAFL, the best online league out there. Shout out to my league. Shout out to everybody out there that's participating in the league. You guys are the best. EAFL is definitely out there in the crew business. We are finalizing putting together a crew that will be run not by me but by somebody else. But in the meantime, we have a lot of little small sub-chapters that go out there and participate. And I wanted to give these guys a little bit of spotlight because I think they did really good this weekend at a GameStop tournament. But I also want to hear kind of their thoughts as tournament players with the new guy that's coming aboard and going out to a tournament this weekend. Who's never played in tournament before, hasn't even played online before. What do you guys think, you know, being objective, hasn't played online, pretty much plays head-to-head against his friends in the neighborhood and stuff. Be nice, but what do you guys think? You know, either one of you, feedback.
All right, I'll take the floor first. I'm going to tell you straight out, it's completely different than playing dudes around you. Yes, again, it's face-to-face. I just started going to tournaments this year myself. I've been in two or three now just this year alone. And I'll tell you, like, I didn't get my wake-up call until the GameStop tournament in the second round. And... you just got to go there. You got to know what you're going to play. You know, you need to know how you're going to play it, and you need to just play it. Don't let anybody get in your head, because I will tell you right now, there are people out there that will get in your head. No offense to anybody, but I know that, oh, God, what's his name? Crap, I can't.
That's all right. You ain't got to mention names,
Dynasty.
But you're...
Dynasty. I know he gets in your head. He's one of the main people that'll sit there and he will yell in your ears all the game.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. Not Dynasty.
Nah, Dynasty's Hollywood.
Dynasty don't do that, man. Just to be honest with you, he's not one that.
About that one.
Is Dynasty at the tournaments normally?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
West Coast, but East Coast.
Out,
yeah.
You can talk to
Dynasty will be
about
in Anaheim, I'm sure. What's
you
that?
You can talk to Breakdown about that whole
Well, let's just be clear. In all fairness, I know Dynasty fairly well. I mean, we have Bobby on the line as well. I've never seen Dynasty. Dynasty will respond if somebody's getting in his face or someone starts with him. I've seen him, you know, go back at that guy. But I've seen Dynasty play numerous times and never seen him, you know, just on his own. So I'm not really sure where that's coming from. But I think your point overall.
Breakdown told me.
Well, I think Breakdown needs to go back and recheck who he's talking about. But overall, your point is a good one, that there is a potential that your opponent is going to get a little bit, could get loud, could have some things to say. I think that's your point. I think that is a true statement. Talk a little bit about what went on at the GameStop tournament this weekend. And who am I? And identify it, because I don't know you guys well enough to know your voices yet. So you got to tell everybody who you are as you're talking.
All right, again, this is Daskilla. Pretty much, it was crazy represented by the EAFL up here in New England. You had me on the sidelines because I got dropped in the second round, unfortunately, a couple weeks back. And then you had...
Wait, hold on, Daskilla. Wait. How far did you make it?
Second round.
And this dude is giving advice to somebody on the West Coast? Come on.
I was going to say, man, hold on a second, man. What
the hell out of here?
T. Davis, you there?
Please put somebody else on the line. This is terrible.
Wait a minute, man. In all fairness, hold on. Wait a minute. Now, don't go on your task, but T. Davis, are you still there? I'm showing your number live, so did I lose you? I guess I lost him. All right, call back in, T. Davis. All right. I don't mind hearing from you, but you gotta be careful giving advice when you and then you say you got knocked out in the second round. I mean,
yeah,
that doesn't look
all
good.
I'm
good
by myself.
Hey, Commissioner, this is Coach Chris. Hey, man, at the tournament on Saturday, man, we had two boys from ATL come up, man, and they was running some plays and they was jumping up in the air, doing chest bumps, getting in people's heads, man. When the playoffs started, man, you're gonna see a lot of that, Madden King. You're going to see
absolutely
people just...
They play with teamwork? They play with teamwork?
No, it was two ATL boys that came up, man. And when the one ATL boy was playing, he was playing Brusque,
uh-huh.
A guy named Brusque. And Brusque is tough. Brusque is real tough. He don't show no emotion, man, nothing. He don't let nobody get in his head. The ATL boy came up on the 360. He took the lead from him. Brusque came back. Well, I mean, this is it. As soon as they scored a touchdown, they was up in the air together doing chest bumps, going all crazy, and they was making a show about it. You're going to see some of that. Brusque kept his composure, knocked him. He knocked out the one ATL boy on the 360, and then he knocked out the other ATL boy on the PS3. You're going to see a lot of that, man.
All right, well, hold on to that. Let me bring in T. Davis, man. Let me give my guys a little airtime because they never get any airtime here. So let me give them a little bit. T. Davis, you here?
Yeah, I kept getting hung up for some reason.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Now wait a minute. Now, before we get into it, how did you do at the GameStop tournament?
I won the third round in Gillette. So
okay. All right. Now we're talking. Okay. If you're gonna get on here and give advice, you got to do well. You won the tournament, so talk to us a little. Well, first of all. Talk to we have a guy, Doug is your name, right, Madden King?
Yeah, Doug.
Name is Doug, goes by the Madden King, West Coast baller, brought on by A1, Primetime Gamers, tournament director out on the West Coast. You guys check out primetimegamers.com, is it .com or .net, A1?
.net.
.net, yeah, check out primetimegamers.net. Check out all the tournaments. Check out Harrisburg. Check out HarrisburgBallersClub.com. Check out NGMaddenBallers.com. Check out EAFLMadden.com. Check out OperationSports.com. Check out TheMadLab.com. Check out all those websites. Check it out right now. But anyway, he's brand new. He hasn't played in the tournament yet. He hasn't played online yet. The guy plays his neighbors, his friends, his buddies, and he whoops up on them. So now he's all right. I'm tired of playing these guys. I'm ready. I'm going to tournament. He connected with A1. A1 brought him on the show. We're going to follow him around for a few tournaments, see how he does. But you just won a GameStop tournament. Can you give the guys some – before you tell us how you won, can you give the new kid on the block a little bit of advice about the difference?
Yeah. I just feel like it's different. Like, online, you can check your play art and stuff, and in person, you can't, like, show your play at all or anything like that. And especially, you got people in your face. They could be, like, screaming at you and stuff.
Right.
Like, way different.
Man, that's like going to Iraq without basic training.
That's one way.
Well, who said that? Iraq. That was funny. Who said that?
That was
Bob.
Me.
Bob.
Yeah, that was Bob. Okay. That was funny. I like that. Oh, jeez, you guys are cracking me up tonight.
Hustle Man is on just listening, but he can't chime in, but he's texting me. That actually came from him.
Oh, man, why can't Hustle call in?
Nah, because he's at work, so he's like, he listen in.
Oh,
yeah, but he just sent me that text. He said, tell him that's like going to Iraq without basic training.
That's funny. I should have known that was from Hustle. Well, shout out to Hustle, man. If y'all get out to, hopefully Hustle will be back with us for Players Bowl, if not sooner. We love Hustle, man. I mean, him and Top, I don't know who's better, but both of these guys, man, I'll tell you, having them at the tournaments, man. So shout out to Hustle, man. Good to know that he's out there listening to the show. So real quick, T. Davis, who'd you meet in the finals at the GameStop tournament?
Semifinals, I played Breakdown.
And then
in the finals, I played Ezgiz. So, but Breakdown was pretty cool. They're both cool people, and I met Rito Brown. He used to be in the AFL, he said, as well as Daft Killer.
Yeah, we got Daft Killer. I think he's still on, man. We kind of shut him down a little bit because he was giving advice but didn't do well. And, you know, that's one thing I don't do. I suck at the game, man. I don't give advice to the game, man. I suck at it, so I can run a league, though.
I just got a pick six.
Yo, you
go ahead, T boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, T boy.
I heard T boy like 0-15 against Rod.
Oh yeah, I can play. All I need is Jay. Just send me a friend request.
I'm about to send you a friend request right now.
Send me a friend request.
This
T boy. Commit T Boy on PS3 and Gold 107 on Xbox. I'm on both systems. Don't talk me to death.
Okay, I'm about to plug this dude. Hold on 1 second. Let me get my HD cord together.
Let's see. Okay, wait a minute. Rod may not be available. I want to get Rod to chime in when he has a minute. So if Rod gets a minute, I want to get his thoughts as well. All right, so how did the game go against Ezgiz? Now, you know, let's give Ezgiz some love. Ezgiz is a longtime EAFL member and also has a nice little Madden site with Z-Files, Madden Bible. Give them a little shout-out, MaddenBible.com. Go ahead and check them out. They got nice little tips and little something going on. You know, to be honest, Madden Lab is kind of the hub. Operation Sports, but there's a lot of little perfunctory sites that actually offer some pretty good stuff too. And Madden Bible is one of them. So guys, go over there and check out MaddenBible.com. Go ahead, check, give them a look, see they got some good stuff going on. What was the final score of the game against Ezgiz?
38-7.
Dude, yeah. Selling tips and he got beat 38-7.
Yeah, that's the one.
Man,
the
real gamers
the
in there.
Though.
Man, that dude's in
what,
the AFL.
What was that?
Huh?
I said,
all these guys are in the AFL.
Yeah,
Phil. Hey, Rod, do we have you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, welcome back. NJ Rod, KLTC, runs tournaments in New Jersey, New York. We got Doug, a.k.a. the Madden Killer, on the line. We're having a lot of fun with Doug, and we got EAFL guys on the line that did pretty well at a GameStop tournament this weekend, and all the other tournament directors are still with us. Rod, you know, you're big on locals. One of the things you always preach about is how important it is to build locals. But at the same time, you also know the complexities when locals come in that have never played before. Do you have any words of wisdom for Doug, a.k.a. The Madden King, as he goes into his first tournament this weekend?
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Basically, man, just come in with an expectation, like a realistic expectation, and then and set goals, you know what I'm saying? You know, have you been playing online? Is the dude online?
No, I don't play online.
Oh, you don't play online?
No.
That's the guy that's going to the tournament?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he's on the line with us right now.
No, he don't play on the internet, though?
I haven't set it up. Like, I got the course and stuff, but I can't set it up yet. It ain't
okay.
You
need to connect that cord, though, bro. Like, you got to at least get in there and get a little taste of that.
I told you, Edie got a gun. Who I play with?
Who you play with?
Vikings and the Giants.
All right, but now the thing is,
Vikings and who?
The Vikings.
Oh, the Giants. I thought he said the Niners.
Now, do you have the updated rosters for the Vikings?
No.
See, the thing is, like, you're missing Favre on there. Like, that's huge for your game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I would highly suggest at least get online first and you know, get all the updated stuff because, like, the Vikings are a different team with the updated rosters than what you're going to be playing with. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things. I would suggest you definitely got to get online there. But if you can't, man, just set some expectations. You know what I'm saying? You know, at this point, I would just, you know, try to get a couple games in, one or two games, and then just learn from the other guys. It's going to be tough, man. If you don't got the updated rosters, at least, it's going to that's a tough pill. It's why, you know, that's going to be tough, man. Especially playing with the Vikings, with Tavares Jackson versus like that. That's like a major thing. You know, that's major. That's probably one of the biggest roster additions, you know, since the original game. So, I wish you luck, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Hey, wait. Who told me if I get in fourth though, I get a ticket? The whoop.
Oh,
that was
player's
Bobby Storm, man.
That was Bobby Storm.
Who told me that?
But I like
Bobby,
it. You know,
that's what I'm shooting for then.
Bobby, you
okay.
There?
Yeah, well, what are you talking
about? Victory, but I mean,
he just wants to clarify the terms of if he makes the Final Four, what specifically does he get?
That's all I want
to
know.
If he makes the Final Four of A1's tournament, he will have a free spot at Players Bowl.
Okay.
So, Players Bowl is in Philly.
Okay.
It's in Philly. So, I mean, you still got to get out to Philly.
Well, he'll be added. I guess he'll be added to A1's roster. His roster of 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're trying out people every tournament. But you know the Lions gonna be down here this weekend, so we'll just see how him and MTZ go against each other.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. Did you say the Alliance is going to be at your tournament this weekend?
Yeah, they'll be down here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Hope you don't get Mike easy.
Oh, man. Now, hey, how do you do brackets, man? I mean, is it completely random or what?
No, that's all random.
It's all random. So
brackets are
like,
all random.
Names out of a hat. Boom. Two names. You play. Two names. You play. Two names.
If you pre-register for my events, you can get where you want to go on the bracket. If you don't pre-register, your name goes in the bucket, and you pull. You play who you play.
Wow. That's huge. Actually, I like that. I like that a lot. So when you say you get where you want to get, can you go in a little more detail with that?
What it means is if you come with three of your buddies, you can get in one qualifying round, he can get in one, and you could all be separated. But if you don't, all your names go in this little hat, you pull out your bingo balls, and wherever you pull, that's where you go. Because I'm not going to do any extra work if the people aren't going to pre-register and make my tournaments run smoother. So you just go.
Now,
go.
How much is it to pre-register?
Well, we have three different pricing. It's something I'm trying new for this event. You can get in for $10, $20, or $40. That's the online price. If you play at the door, it's $20, $30. I mean, $20, $30, and $50 if you pay at the door. So you save $10 by paying online.
All right. And the site that they can go to register, if they want to register right now, what's the web address?
That's primetimegamers.net.
Primetimegamers.net. Guys, let me tell you, and I'm sure the other tournament directors are sitting there right taking notes because I think that's a fabulous idea. You know, if you want to ensure that at least in the first round you're not playing your buddy, register. You save a little bit of money, and you can ensure if you're going with a crew, you ain't going to worry about playing your boy in the first round. I think that's magnificent. But if you go there and pay at the door, hey, it's going to be what it's going to be. Any way we can get him against Mike Teezy first game?
I can't. No, man,
I might fly out to California for that one.
No, nah, man, I think MT's your problem is supposed to lock in the first round.
No.
Hey, Kamish, is there a way we can reserve the right to change his name if he doesn't make it out of his bracket?
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I mean, hey, you say if he's one and done, he's got to change his name? Coach Chris, is that what you're saying?
Hey, man.
If he's one and done, he's got to change his name?
One and done. I can guarantee that. I'll get that's a now, guarantee. It's not going to be a one and done.
So, I mean, single double elimination, A1.
No, we're doing a three-man round robin groups.
Oh, three-man round robin. Okay. So you will get two games, but that may be it. So Chris, are you suggesting that if he can't get out of his first round, that he's got to give up the name to Madden King?
We change it to Madden Queen.
Oh, wow.
All right. Yeah, I can't go by that. I'll give up the name.
Wow. Hey, Bobby, I thought he was a nice one, man.
Yeah, really? Damn.
if you can't go by Madden Queen, how about Court Jester?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Wow. No suiting.
I would say this, though. I would say this. A name like the Madden King is a cute name, but when you go into the tournament, it's a target name. You go to play, and that's the name you put out there. It's just gonna make the bullseye on your back. And
they're gonna gun for you,
guys, man. That I've seen that have slid under the radar have not had names like that. Bobby can talk about was it Kid Josh a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Gamer Saloon player came in, slid under the radar, and won it all. And he came in with no hype. No one knew who he was. A guy from my league last year took out first round, took out Problem, one of the best players ever to play this game, took him out first round. No one knew who this guy was. Goes by the name of Casper. You know, so the only suggestion I'll give you is really think about what you want to be called at the tournament. And my suggestion would be, hey, I respect that's what your boys call you, and you whoop up on them, but now you're stepping into a new realm. Maybe you want to rethink that name, man, and come up with something that's not going to make you a target, you know. Because like Bobby said, man, them sharks, oh, you the Madden King? Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Bobby.
Now I'm going to get out of here. I'll get with y'all later.
All right. No problem, man. I appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah, man, King, good luck. A1 to let me know what the results is, and I'll talk to you
next
week.
All right, Bobby.
Okay,
take care. All
right.
Thanks. All right.
You asked me a question earlier how, you know, I said I was looking for higher challenges of players and better players and stuff like that and where the gamer's at. And you asked me how you find more people like me that's trying to play Madden or think that game is top-notch and stuff like that. But I was going to say, like, more advertising because I was driving down the street from school, actually, and I saw a flyer. You know, there's a tournament coming up or whatnot, and that's how I found out about it. But, you know, I used to, you know, when every year when a game comes out, I go online, try to find it. It's hard trying to find information about tournaments and stuff like that, like bad gamers and stuff, unless you go online and play. It's more like advertisement, you know, I think, or getting it out there, making it bigger. Like you said, because I don't know how big it is because I never, you know, this is my first time actually talking to somebody about that. Or,
well, we don't know how big it is either, but it's probably, but it's probably bigger than you think. Seriously, you're actually in a pretty good situation because tonight you've got the largest online Madden League represented tonight by myself, you know, and Coach K still here with us, and a couple of members of the league with T. Davis and Das Kill, although I gave him a hard time, but he's a good guy. You have T. Boy on the line from the Harrisburg Ballers Club out in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Runs awesome tournaments out there. You have N. J. Rod, who was giving you some advice from KOTC out in Jersey. He runs tournaments in Jersey and now New York. You know, of course, A. One is on the line with us, and then kind of a new member of our family, Coach Chris, partnered with Bobby Storm, who just got off the line, and Coach Chris is going to be running the GTP North crew and tournaments up there. So you've got probably representation from, you know, 40-50% of the active part of the MAD community. What's not on the line tonight, some nights we get a lot of tournament ballers that call in depending on what's going on in the community. And if you keep tuning in from week to week, all the guys that you've seen on TV, the Dynasty, Young Nephew, Problem, all these guys, Prodigy, all these guys at some point or other will call into the show to talk about what they're doing, talk about what's going on in the tournament community. So you've kind of now gotten a funnel into the larger community, and I think your point is well taken. If this is really going to turn into something and grow, all of us on this line have to figure out how to get that word out there so that other people like you can find out about the show, can find out about all the tournaments and the websites and what's going on, because again, that's what it's really all about, is expansion. And even though we're giving you a hard time, I mean, this is like a big fraternity. It really is. You know, you're gonna get hazing and all that in the beginning. If you stick it out and work on your game and really plug into this community, you get a lot back from it as time goes on.
Yeah, because I look at Madden, we used to say Madden is a way of life. It's not just a game, you know. I'm really, because I played football all during high school. I'm more of a football player and stuff like that. So I know defenses, I know offensive formations, stuff like that. So it gives me an advantage in my Madden game by knowing the game of football, period. So when I think of Madden, I think of it as a way of life when I play. So.
Sounds good. Anybody have any other comments? We're going to begin the lengthy process of wrapping up.
This is Rod. I need a quick plug. This is Rod. I do have another tournament this weekend in Lodi, New Jersey.
Let's talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, we just
talk
got
about
a. We're gonna have a tournament in Lodi, New Jersey. Madden, Gears of War, Halo, like the full fledged, you know, King of the Couch type big thing in Jersey. We're gonna do like the basically the Game Time Philly style, the way they did their tournament over down in Philly last weekend. We're going to use like the same price point. You know, I was usually doing with a $25 event, so we're going to move it up a little bit to $40 for the entry, but, you know, it's opportunities to win a little bit more money. So that's going to be on Saturday. Everything's on the website, njmadamballers.com. You know, it's going to get it in. That was something that we had scheduled originally on the schedule. The New York thing came up. It's something, an opportunity that I had to jump on, so that we squeezed that in between. But this is going to be one of our regular events. So if you play Madden, Halo, Gears, any of that, you know, just come out, man. We'll be there.
Now, where did you say that was?
That's in Lodi, New Jersey. That's up in Bergen County. Close to New York City, actually.
Oh, all right. And I just want to add something. People are funny when they get upset about the jersey colors.
About the who?
About jersey colors in a game.
Oh yeah, that is.
I had to play the Doom. We had the same jersey. We couldn't tell who was who.
Especially the white on white. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's what it was. Terrible.
No, what's happening right now? I'm the Titans. This dude's the Chargers. I used the all dark blue alternate, and I guess he used home. He invited me to a party. I'm a 35-0 right now, and he's bitching, saying, "Oh, play me again, and I'll kick your ass." All right. He's having a hard time, but I'm not. Go figure.
Well, why would you guys want to be the same color jerseys anyway, though? I mean, just somebody should have changed their jerseys.
You
know, right?
Sometimes you put start, and then, like, the dude will be on the other end, and then he'll change it real quick, and then he'll click the start. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened to me a couple times. I don't know why they do that, but, you know, like, sometimes you'll have your thing locked in and go to ready,
right,
and then the guy will just, you know.
He was looking at his playbook.
All right, well, let's... All right. Well, okay. I mean, you can work that out. That's.
we're
not here to manage how you play your online games, bro. You're going to have to work that out. But njmaddenballers.com for Rod's tournament, Lodi, New Jersey. Guys, pre-register. Get up there. Get your MapQuest. Your GPS is out. Everybody get out to Rod's tournament. Show Rod some love. Rod's doing big things with KOTC and looking to expand and do more and more. So njmaddenballers.com. Check them out this weekend. Good stuff, Rod. We will talk to you very soon, Rod.
All right, thanks. Good night, guys.
Hey, I got a tournament this month.
All right, we getting to you, man. I'm not done. I'm just letting Rod go, man. I got about eight people on the line, so I'm letting one person go at a time. So I'm done with Rod.
Rod ain't got to go nowhere. You can hear about this Harrisburg stuff.
I'm hearing about it, but I mean, I don't have to talk about his tournament anymore. I done gave him his plug. So now, I'll be on all night, T-Boy. I got to end it at some point, but I'm going through one person at a time. So, T-Boy, let's talk about the Harrisburg tournament. What's going on in Harrisburg this weekend?
Oh, nothing this weekend. It's the September 25th tournament.
Okay.
It's just September. The 25th and the 26th. It's the King of the Berg tournament.
King of the Berg. King of the Berg. Tell us what that means.
It means it's a crown to see who is the king of Harrisburg when they come through. Wherever you're from, you get the key to the city. Because the key is now up for grabs, the crown's up for grabs in Harrisburg. And we want to find out who wherever you're from. Come on through and check it out. It's the King of the Berg tournament. Friday is the crew versus crew. And then Saturday is the gauntlet. It's the 32-man playoff gauntlet. Three-man round-robin brackets. Everybody's on teams on Friday night. And then Saturday, every man for himself. I'm going to feed everybody some of this country-style fried chicken and baked macaroni and cheese and green beans and all this good food. And we're going to have some good fun playing the game. I'm going to mix it up on the turntables. You know what I mean? So we just going to get it cracking.
That sounds off the chain. Guys, man. Now, hey, I'm listening to the Madden Voice. I'm listening. It's Wednesday now. I'm listening to the archive. I'm hearing T-Boy talking about the tournament. I want some fried chicken. I want to get out here and participate. How do I – can I pre-register? And if I can, how do I pre-register?
Oh, you go to hbcpga.com and just simply click on the registration button, and everything is right there in front of you. All of the times, all the information is right there smack in the front of the website. So when you go to the website, everything's right there. Click on registration if you want to know a little bit about us. Click on the about us. You know what I mean? Find out how Harrisburg Ballers Club came about, whatever. You know what I mean? There's lots of videos. All my tournament photos is there for every tournament that I had. All my photos is there, so you can click on my gallery, check out all my photos, I mean, up to the minute, nice venues, all that. It's real nice stuff, you know what I mean? I'm trying real hard to provide something real positive for the community, and like Coach Chris said, he said, damn, it's a lot of work. Oh, my God, it's not easy to put these things together like we're doing, and then let alone do it every month.
And, you know, I want everybody to understand how much work T-Boy puts into this. T-Boy does his own website. T-Boy cooks the food, runs his tournament. T-Boy is also a DJ. You know what I mean? T-Boy does promotions. T-Boy is, I mean, this is T-Boy's love. You guys got to understand, this is, you know, Donald Trump talks about when you do something, find your passion. And then do that passion. And I got to tell you, I've had a number of conversations with T-Boy offline, and I can tell you, he's got a lot of passions like we all do, but one of them is this Madden, this game we call Madden, the Madden community, running these tournaments, treating people right. When you go to his tournament, it's a big family. I have not been there, but I've had my guys go through. I've heard nothing but good things. People, I'm going to get to one. I'm going to get to one. Trust me. But I've heard the food is off the chain. The music, T-Boy be cutting it up. I even heard Rod was doing a freestyle one time at one of the tournaments. And, you know, it's a big party, but it's also good, solid competition. Some of the best ballers in the Mid-Atlantic states go to T-Boys tournaments. You guys, if you have not been to Harrisburg, I don't know what your problem is, but get out there to Harrisburg. Pre-register right now. Show T-Boys some love. Get out there, get some of that food, and then pick up them sticks, and let's see who the king of the burg is going to be.
The crew versus crew is going to be crazy. I can't wait. The gauntlet's when I serve all the good food. I just like seeing everybody eating and having fun, man. For real.
Hey, man, that fried chicken is off the charts, man. I'll tell you right now, I was tearing that chicken up on the 22nd.
That
tournament, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just putting the sticks down, man, just sitting in front of the buffet all night.
Yo, man, I know you're going to be out. You're going to have your GTP North guys there, man, right?
I had to make sure 610's okay, man. Did you hear?
Yeah.
610 had a little accident coming down to Philly, man. So I have to make sure he's okay first, make sure he's able to travel somewhere.
Yeah, make sure you tell him that T-Boy said that I hope that he's okay, man. And matter of fact, I'm going to call him up after the show and see if I can talk to him and make sure he's all right, man. That's my boy. It was a pleasure meeting him here. He's a real nice young man.
He has a level head on his shoulders, man. He was my first addition into the new crew, man. I made the right choice. I went with my gut instincts, and so far they paid out right. He's getting together with Shooter and now General and Jay Frank. He's getting all these guys in shape, getting them guys ready to go whenever he can, and I made a good choice.
All right, let me jump back in here, guys. You guys are gonna have me on this show all night, man. You know, this is brother tired, man. It's, you know, I'm trying to knock this cold out. You know, I'm trying to wrap up here, but I want to give everybody some love. So everybody, check out T-Boys Tournament. You heard the site, Harrisburg Ballers Club, HBPCG. What is it again? I can't remember. T-Boys website.
Oh wow, it's HBCPGA.com.
There you go. See, I was close. I was right there. I was only one letter off. Y'all don't be laughing at me. Check out T-Boy site. Pre-register for the tournament. Be out there. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Harrisburg, King of the Burg, crew versus crew. Pre-register. Do it now. T-Boy, we appreciate your time. We'll see you on the show next time.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right. A1, don't go nowhere. We're going to get to you in a second. Coach Chris.
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure. Welcome to the community.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man.
And, you know, you guys just had a tournament, so we'll have you back on before your next tournament next month. There's one next month, I think?
Yes, I am. I actually just confirmed the date today with the place I'm having the venue at. It's at Tacony Billiards Pool Hall, October 24th, Saturday.
Okay, good. So we got some time, but hey, guys, mark your calendars a week before Halloween, and we'll make sure we have Coach Chris on before then, of course, to talk more about as that starts to shape up. And, you know, that could be a good warm-up because MLG will be 2 weeks after that in Anaheim, so that could be a good one of the last tournaments you may have a chance to warm up for before shooting out to Anaheim for those of you who are traveling to Cali to go out there. So that could be that timing could be very appropriate. Coach Chris, you sound like a real, real cool dude. It's definitely good to have you on the show. It's good talking to you offline like we did a couple weeks ago. And, you know, please make sure you come back on the show very soon so we can hear what's the latest with GTP North.
No doubt, man. I appreciate having you on the show, man.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. Take care. All right. Have a good night. All right. All right. Let's see who's left here. Did we lose T. Davis? Did we lose, is Daff still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, so we still got Daff Killer?
Yeah, you do.
You there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Here. Well, listen, just wanted to say, hey, man, you know, you got a lot of energy, you got a lot of fire in you. Good luck in the EAFL this season, and, are you planning to attend any other tournaments? You're in, I guess you're in Rhode Island, is that correct?
Yep.
Now, are you able to travel, or are you just kind of local? You can only hit local tournaments. Is that the case?
Well, right now, pretty much, I'm kind of limited because I can only go to the ones that Breakdown goes to because he's always my ride, sadly.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. All right. Well, you know, if you hit another tournament soon, man, let's, you know, hopefully you can do it a little bit better than that second round exit and come back and give us a little bit better news.
You don't even know the story behind that crap.
Well, I'll catch up with you and get it offline, but appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the support. Go EAFL, and congratulations on at least making it to the tournament. Congratulations to T. Davis for actually winning the tournament. I think we already lost him. I think
yeah,
we
T. Davis.
Oh, wait a minute. We may still have him. Hold on. T. Davis, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, sorry,
yeah,
man. You got muted somehow.
Oh,
yeah, my bad. Just wrap it up with you guys. But hey, congratulations on winning the GameStop tournament. Do you have any future tournament plans?
I heard the KLTC was going to Rhode Island. I was going to hit that up. So.
Okay, we'll follow up and see if KLTC. I don't know if that's true or not, but hey, we'll see if KLTC. I know they are definitely. I heard Rod was talking about trying to expand, so that may happen. So, congratulations on the GameStop tournament. Way to rep the EAFL, and you know, keep us posted on your tournament journeys and travels.
All right, thanks for having me on the show.
All right, thanks for calling, and we appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Last but not least, A1, do we have you still?
Yes, sir.
All right, and the Madden King, aka Doug, you still there?
Doug may have hung up.
Yeah, we lost Doug. Okay. Well, hey, he hung out pretty long, even with all the ribbon. Hey, but you know, A1, man, first thing, hats off to you, man, for recognizing how important it is to build a local base up and try to get the locals tied into what's going on regionally, nationally, the show, the league, other tournament directors and all that. I think what you are trying to do, you know, you understand marketing, you understand promotions, man, and I think, you know, a big shout out to you for recognizing that. I think that's phenomenal. And you know, I also saw in the chat room that my good friend Yo Mama is actually going to be hosting your tournament.
Yeah, we're working on something like that right now about getting him to MC the events, trying to just bring a little flavor to it.
All right. Well, you know, I don't think it's a secret that your mama and I don't have the greatest past, but you know, I'm out of respect for A1. A1 is my man, 20 grand. I'm gonna go ahead and give your mama a little shout out and wish him well. I wish him well on the tournament, you know, and just moving forward, looking ahead. If that's a good partnership for you and your mama can go and add some spice to your tournament, then that's great. And so good luck there. With that endeavor, and hope things go well. You're welcome. Now, one last time, if people want to pre-register, once again, how much is it, and where do they go to pre-register for the tournament? What's the date, what's the time, and what's the location?
The location is at the AMF Bowling Lanes in Westchester, about 5 minutes from LAX Airport. The tournament starts at 2 o'clock. You can register at primetimegamers.net. We combined all the prices, so you can buy it for $10, $20, or $40 online. It goes up $10 more at the door. Everybody that pre-registers, this is very important. You can be separated from your buddies, but everybody else that just pays at the door, your name's going to go in a bucket, you'll get pulled, and you play where you play. I don't care if you leave the tournament. I don't care if you say you don't like it. It doesn't matter, but I'm not going to work harder when I don't have to, when you guys can make it easier for me. And that's it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, listen, A1, man, great job as always, and we'll look forward to an update as to, first of all, how Doug, a.k.a. the Madden King, does, but also in general how the tournament goes, how did the alliance work out, and how many people did Mike Teasy scare. That's going to be – I want to count how many people Mike Teasy scared, okay?
He in L.A. right now.
Is he? Yeah, you know what? I can say that, man. I met him out in Dallas, man. We had a good time. We had a good conversation. He's an intense guy, but he's cool people. So
yeah,
I just
cool.
want to know.
Cool.
Yeah, I just want to know how many people Mike Teasy scares. We're going to have a Teasy meter, you know, the Teasy meter.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
I just got to say this real quick. He got in Dallas, there was a game. And we talked a lot about this, what went on in this particular game. But before the little mini controversy, you know how people in the audience are running their mouths, talking junk and stuff, and he did something good in the game, and he stood up and looked at everybody and said, "Who got something to say now? I dare you. Who got something to say?" And normally, a crowd is going fire back.
Yeah.
Silence. It's silence like Kanye West on Dave Letterman last – I mean, Jay Leno last night, excuse me. Silence. It's complete silence. I'm like, that's a bad man right there. So anyway. Well,
hey, I'm glad he's on the West Coast when we come east.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got the referee shirt, so I'm good at MLG. Outside of MLG, I'm just going to stay his friend. That's all I'm going to do, man. I got no problems with the brother. So, all right, A1. Hey, man. Good luck this weekend with the tournament. We'll be talking to you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. All right. And appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Just a quick commentary. We didn't really get to talk a lot of NFL this week, but we got a long season ahead of us, and how much do you really learn off of one game? But we can definitely say, if you watch the fourth quarter of the Bills game, Tom Brady is back. He didn't look great up to that point, but fourth quarter, he lit it up, so Tom Brady is back. Ben Roethlisberger still wins games no matter what. And Dallas doesn't seem to be hurting without T.O. T.O. does seem to be hurting a little bit without Dallas. Tony Romo had a career high in passing yards. Drew Brees picked up right where he left off, 6 touchdown passes. Giants looked pretty good. Washington did not. The Arizona Cardinals upset by the 49ers. Keep an eye on Mike Singletary and those 49ers. I'm telling you now, keep an eye on them. Atlanta won. Not a big surprise there. Baltimore won. Philly looked dominant over Carolina, but McNabb once again hurt. Here comes Jeff Garcia. See what happens. Vic is on the horizon. We'll see what happens there. The Denver-Cincinnati game was wild, but Denver pulled it out. Adrian Peterson looked like Adrian Peterson. He's a man beast. Brett Favre didn't have to do much. Got a win over Cleveland. Jets, mini surprise there. Sanchez looked pretty good in his debut over Houston. Indy had all they could handle against Jacksonville. I'm tired, guys. Against Jacksonville. Talked about New Orleans. Talked about Dallas, San Francisco, New York. Seattle shut out St. Louis. No big deal there. Green Bay and Chicago, heck of a game. Urlacher out for the year. Polamalu out for 3 to 6 weeks. So big injuries happening. The Madden curse is still alive. Larry Fitzgerald, watch yourself. And New England came out of nowhere, won last night. And Oakland gave San Diego all they can handle but fell short. So in the future, we want to spend a little bit more time on football. And if there's people that want to come in and talk about it, contact Coach K. We'd love to have you come on to the show. Finally, last but not least, I just want to comment on Kanye West. I'm sure by now everybody knows what happened with the Kanye West Taylor Swift incident Sunday. And, of course, Kanye has apologized. He went on Jay Leno last night. He apologized. Jay Leno pretty much shut him up by asking, you know, Kanye West's mother passed away, I don't know, last year, year before, whatever. But Jay Leno said, "I met your mother. What would your mother think?" And Kanye couldn't even speak. But I got to tell you something, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm with Bobby and A1 with some. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know, you cannot unring a bell. All you younger ones out there, younger generation out there, 14, 15, 16, 18, 20, 22, watch what this guy does and learn what you should not do. Because I don't care how many apologies you do. It was wrong. Shouldn't have done it in the first place. What possessed this guy, this idiot, to run out there and talk about what Beyonce should have won? This is the same guy who a few years ago didn't win any Grammys and complained about how he got shafted. This is the same guy who on a public service announcement says that President Bush doesn't like black people. Now, I'm sorry. If what happened with Obama's address to Congress last week and Wilson saying you lie was wrong, then what Kanye did that night was wrong. It's disrespectful. You can disagree without being disagreeable. And what he did Sunday night, now the third incident, I'm sorry. One time, okay, fine. Two times, you got my attention. Three, that's who you are. He'll do it again, guys. Don't buy the apology. For my money, quite frankly, I will not buy any more of his music. I'm sorry. I will not buy it. He's talented, but he's an idiot. It's disrespectful. It is wrong. And all you younger people out there, watch what you should not do. There's no room to be disrespectful like that. You got an opinion, there's plenty of ways to express yourself, but you don't do it the way he did it. It was wrong. I'm completely disgusted by it. I'm embarrassed by it. And frankly, his little timid apology doesn't do anything for me personally. That is all just my opinion and my opinion only, but that's why I have my own show. All right, enough on that. Everybody, it's been real. It's been fun. I do not know if we'll be back next week. More than likely, we will have a show next week. So look for that. If not, it will be notices on the boards. Want to thank the Madden Lab. Check out themaddenlab.com. Join the lab. Join the EAFL. Check out Operation Sports as well. Good to have you with us. Show 62. It's only going to get bigger and better as we make moves that you may not even see coming in the near future on the Madden Voice and in the EAFL. Hang in there, EAFLMadden.com. Join the EAFL because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.